Welcome to another installment of Gas Money. We got, what do you want to be known as?
Bari.
You sure? Because you was the youth last time.
Bari. Ain't the youth no more.
Nigga, old. You got a birthday coming up. But yeah, to the left of me, we got Bari in the building.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. You have to introduce the person to the next to you.
Oh, to the right of me, I got.
Nah, I was just tweaking. I should left, gang. Yeah,
go that way. Go that way.
It's a little nervous.
To my left, to me, I got Tune 100.
Yes, sir. What's good? And to the left of me, who already kind of, you know, is AG.
Yes, sir. Thank you for introducing me, gentlemen. It's another Sunday. You know, we're about to get into it. This is going to be a chill episode. It's going to be the guys hanging out. We're going to talk our shit.
Yes, sir.
How y'all weekends went? I know you had a weekend, young man.
My weekend was calm. Expensive. Yo. Going outside is expensive.
Yeah, the streets is definitely not a cheap place to be anymore. You got to be a real get money nigga on the low or high key out here to enjoy yourself.
I think these niggas is doing it wrong. I think personally, the streets is great. You just gotta know what you're doing. You gotta move, stick and move, treat it like boxing.
Nah, ain't no way, bro. Ain't
expensive.
No way, bro. So off rip, hookah $40.
Okay. Word.
Refills, you probably gonna need two throughout the night. That's 20 right there.
All
right. So you already at $80 just for the hookah. You all probably right. Got a bottle, but you probably gotta do that.
That's where you're wrong.
It's you not don't problem, gotta do the bottle?
You gotta do the bottle.
I'm gonna let y'all say what y'all saying. And I'm gonna
so
try
we had the
in.
Bottle. We had the bottle on the low end. $350 after tax and gratuity.
Mm-hmm.
So we already have four and some change. And then, all right, that's just the minimum. Obviously, whatever you do before that, the little pregame,
word.
If you smoke, whatever, all that shit goes in, put gas in your car, you already probably looking at $600 collectively.
Doing it wrong. Let me start. First thing is, you don't take your car. You take somebody else's car.
All right, I respect that.
And then you
cool,
tell the nigga, cool. Yo, I got 20 in the gas, you never give him the 20.
Yeah.
That's number
shit.
One.
Yeah,
that's not slime ball shit. He got to ask twice. You don't ask twice, you don't get the 20. I've been in both spots.
That's a fact.
So the second thing is, you get there at 10 o'clock. You help them niggas set up.
Yeah, that's
shit.
A fact. That's
you
a fact.
You don't got.
You get that 10 and you leave at 4. Yeah. That's a problem.
No, that's what's gonna happen. That's how you
gotta do it, though. You gotta do it.
So the first thing I do wrong is you don't have to have a bottle because if you get there at 10 o'clock, you already gonna see how the sections are set up. You can fuck around, sit down in a section, and they forgot. They forgot that you never got a bottle. So that's number one. Then you valid the hookah. You know you gotta. It's that's $80 a night.
You gotta $80
a night.
Let's really talk about it. What's easier, the section or floating around?
It depends on what I'm going out for. If I'm going out to, you know, meet a young lady in Tangle, I'm definitely floating around, 100%.
But see, not
yeah, but
section.
The floaters look like they pop.
Yeah, I ain't going. I've been to both sides of the fence. I feel like the easier way to really have a great night do be the section.
I'm going to disagree.
It be the section.
Because,
like, you just... All you got to do is just go to the bathroom one time. You go to the bathroom, you come back, you make your little round, and then, you know, they know where you going. They watching you, obviously.
That's a fact.
But so I think y'all are speaking from the perspective of dudes that dress well, smell well, haircut. Now, talk from a bum nigga perspective. You're still in the section, but you don't dress well, you don't have a haircut,
nah,
and
but
you
they
don't
know,
smell
it's
good.
The perception, though, because you look like them niggas.
No, bro, women know what it is, bro. When they look at a crew of niggas.
Oh, yeah. Nah, that's the nigga fault, though. We can't speak for that nigga.
Nah, but you acting like majority of niggas is on timing. I honestly think most niggas just be tagging along. As a
that's
nigga
a
that has had to carry a group, which you understand
as
well,
sometimes
you look at your group.
Niggas ain't carrying.
Yeah, it's gonna be one of them nights. I gotta do all the heavy lifting. And then when they go to the bathroom, what happens? They come back and their hand is wet.
niggas is
rushing them. When I go to the bathroom in the club, I don't even go in the bathroom.
Yeah. I literally go right here, right here up to the
I pretend
desk.
Like the line too long.
Yeah.
Right, I ain't doing this. I walk back, I look like Nas in fucking belly when I'm walking around that bitch.
Yeah, you gotta be the man.
Yeah,
but hold up, but a fly nigga could be doing that little flowing around shit. And that shit also could, like Bari said, just look like a bad look.
I know how that shit could get you into issues, too. You know who's with who.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Yeah. But I ain't gonna lie. Luckily, I felt like that has never happened to me before. Like, it's been static because I spoke to the wrong girl.
That has definitely happened to me like 100 times.
That's
I always calmed the situation. I met a really cool dude through a situation like that. Shout out my man Mac. I met him through situations like that.
That's tough. Building a relationship off of some shit like that is pretty crazy.
No, it's because I'm a gentleman.
Yeah, I respect that. I respect that.
I don't, you know, when I speak to young ladies, I'm not just there. I grab them out of pussy. Then, you know,
yeah, like, yeah.
Then you're going to get yourself in trouble. Then you can't talk your way out of that.
Yeah.
But if you want something like, oh, nah, you know, your girl was fly. I thought she was fly.
Yeah, I'm trying.
She spoken for. Oh, that's
some
cool,
niggas
girl.
Not hearing that, though. Just
nah,
that.
But them niggas get punched in the face. Yeah. And I like that, too, though.
I felt that.
So, like, either way it go with me, you know, I'm regardless, it works. But I think the club might be, I'm speaking from the perspective of an older nigga. I think the club might be, it might be up.
I think it's cooked.
Yeah, I think it's up. I think it's up.
I think the club may really be one of the wackest things to do with your bread at this point of the game.
Y'all want to hear some cool alternatives to meet women? I'm just going to tell the single guys in the room, you know, I'm spoken for.
Yeah.
The gym.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie, though. Number one. I don't know. For me, it kind of be a little difficult in there, bro. I feel like already there's niggas in there doing a bunch of corny shit, and I'm not trying to add to that.
That's how you fit in. Here's the game. You walk over to a young lady, and you see the muscle-head nigga trying to tell her about her form. As soon as he walk away, you cut his ass. you treat the gym like it's high school again.
Yeah.
It's just all testosterone, and you be the cool nigga, like... Yo, why he talking to you like that?
That's your pops.
And then she gonna laugh, you gonna laugh, and she's already naked.
Yeah.
It's lit.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Then I got another one for y'all. The library.
You
gotta hear me out.
The library.
When's the last time you went to the library?
2023 is crazy.
Yeah, like,
I'm gonna tell you right now. But hold on. I'm gonna tell you right now. The library is where the freaks go to find other freaks.
Yeah. You read that shit at, bro.
It's not reading. It's not reading.
This nigga need to get off of Twitter.
Hear me out. Y'all go there. Go to this one section you need to go to. And it's the sex romance novels. You go there, and any woman that's in that section.
You don't need to get off of Twitter. You need to get off of HBO Max. I don't know what you watching.
I'm telling you right now. That's
you live
where
in New York City, saying, brother, man.
Y'all not listening. Y'all stay in the club,
I
man.
Ain't no way I'm going to no fucking library. I'll try maybe Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble still a thing?
That counts too, yeah. That's not the library. Yeah,
that's probably the only bookstore I know.
Bookstore, library, go there and go to the freak section.
You don't think it's a little weird if people like... I wouldn't say that because I know people like reading actual physical books.
Yeah.
But I don't really know, man. If you... I don't know if I could relate to people that are still reading physical copy books.
Yeah, nigga, they not reading the book. They using
they
just, that
oh, they,
shit.
They
masturbating
they
to the words, nigga.
Oh, all right.
I'm telling you.
Which is insane.
No, you want a freak or not?
No, definitely.
All right, then. Freaks are insane.
Yeah, she that much of a freak. Yeah.
You go bump into her, and she's just going to let it out of nowhere. Like, I squirt. Lady, whoa. Like,
yeah, I'm out of here.
You out? Yeah. But you don't want to freak then?
Yeah, nah. She's crazy.
So then stay in the club.
She's crazy.
Stay in the club. Okay. Stay in the club, and bitches going to be looking at y'all niggas like chopped liver on some of you. I'm just here because I want to get paid.
Yeah.
Nah, spend some money.
That's the shit that's whack.
Spend some money.
That's the shit that's the whack.
The modern
shit.
Woman is a prostitute.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, no,
which is fucked 100%. Up. There's a lot of good women out here.
That's not even fucked up because that's their only hustle. Bookstore. That's a lot of their only hustle. I'm going to just get a nigga to pay.
I ain't going to lie. Nowadays, I praise the women that work 9 to 5s.
I don't. Them bitches is hustling backwards. Sell that thing.
Nah, you
want to be broke in this climate?
Nah, I don't want to be broke.
Shit is nasty,
but they
going
to make you broke.
It's either you got OnlyFans or you got 2 kids. Like, this shit is crazy.
Yeah, that kid should be tough. That should be tough.
You said not at the library?
I'm telling y'all right now.
They got the most kids at the library.
Not in that section, I'm telling y'all.
That's the only romance they getting. That's why they got their kids at the
They got to read it.
They ain't got no other time. That's it.
I want a freak or not. That's it.
Right, you grab the girl from the bookstore, she might not ever leave you. You heard?
That's what I'm saying.
Isn't that what you want?
Nah,
oh, that's what you think you want.
I'm telling you, that crazy shit ain't cute when you get older.
I didn't say. Y'all niggas.
You don't got the energy to put up with her, and that shit gets real annoying real fast.
If y'all niggas think so.
But yeah, what else is on this list, though? I would have thought you would have
The final one is church.
Over the supermarket?
Yeah, no, the supermarket shit is dead.
Yeah?
Yeah, because the supermarkets y'all niggas is going to go to.
Bro said church.
What you mean? What you mean? Yeah. Yeah, he got that shit from some old like, shit. Y'all going, niggas been saying that freaks at church going, shit forever.
I didn't say freaks, you see?
What'd you say?
I said if you want to find women.
So why was it so-called freaks at the library?
That's what the freaks at.
Now we ain't talking freaks.
No,
it's because
there's no. You going to stand on that or
not? No. Hold on. See, y'all doing a lot right now. What I said was, if you the three spots.
Yeah.
The first one was the gym.
Yeah.
That's where you find the funny girl. Funny girl.
Oh, now, okay.
The second spot is the library. That's where you find the freaks.
All right.
And the last spot is the church. That's where you find a woman.
A woman.
Yeah, you had to clarify that.
Yeah,
you went from the freak section to the church.
I was trying to, you know, speak to my audience. I thought y'all two niggas.
Nah, I was looking for freaks.
Nah, you got to break it down for the audience.
I was talking to y'all. Y'all my audience.
Because I really thought you was jacking. We could find freaks at all these places. But
I mean, if you work.
If I want to laugh, I want a funny girl, I go to the gym.
Quick question for y'all. Who y'all taking? Joe? Or Gillian Wallow?
In terms of what?
Oh, content. Gillian Wallow, no matter what. No matter what, I'm taking Gillian Wallow.
I'm going to take a Joseph. We're talking about Joe Buttons?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking Joseph.
I don't know. It's something about that nigga that
I don't like that nigga.
Really,
he give me weird vibes.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
I don't like him. I think he's a panderer or whatever.
He's a clout chaser, too.
The style of his podcast. Is
oh,
what
you like
I
the
enjoy.
Setup of it?
No, like I just like podcasts that about like what we do. It just sounds like a bunch of friends talking shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You like the setup of it?
Yeah, Gillian Wallow is more
having
like
a celebrity on there.
Yeah, I don't need all that.
It's for the audience though.
Yeah,
but that Joe Budden should be kind of weird, bro. That nigga be like speaking on shit that I just be feeling like
he shouldn't be speaking on.
Yeah, I mean I get that you part of the media.
I'm not jacking.
But like, all right, so when he was talking that DJ Envy shit. I don't know, like, what type of relationship they got.
They came up together.
It was more like he was laughing at him type of shit. Yeah, and to me, that's weird.
Yeah, it is.
Because if DJ Envy was being genuine, he asked him to be a part of that shit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, I figure he was trying to put money in his pocket. Not that he
absolutely
needed it, but, like, if you break bread with somebody, that's probably the...
How you know he needed it?
Name
three Joe Budden songs.
Oh, come on. That nigga's a...
Don't say, like, Joe Budden's living an average life.
No, now podcasting has made him a rich nigga.
Oh,
again,
I see when that shit was...
When that shit was happening, name three Joe Budden songs.
I see what you're saying.
I can name 15 Toon songs before I can name three Joe Budden songs.
And that perspective, so that's why I feel like it's a little fucked up for him to be joking about that shit. He said that he's going to jail. That's weird.
And street rules dictate that you can't even wish jail on anybody.
Yeah.
But he's not a street nigga.
So he could just say shit like that. He came out as a thug.
No,
100%.
No, he did not.
So what was his persona? A cool guy?
Punk.
That was his hit. But didn't he have other shit?
NBA,
was he beefing with Game and shit?
Never on some rap shit.
Nah,
I rap better
was
than
on
you.
Something like I see niggas
when
on
I think of Joe Budden throwback, I think of him with the Scully on half of his head. It's a baggy
jeans.
That's
just how that's how niggas dress though. That he wasn't a thug. Joe Budden has never portrayed himself as a thug.
Nah, he wasn't moving like Drake, though. That's all I'm saying.
You gotta listen to his lyrics. He definitely was on some thug shit.
Nah, his lyrics was on some like, I'm sad and I get a lot of bitches, but my bitch don't love me type shit. I don't listen to his music.
So. Yeah, I can't even tell you his concept.
That's chump shit.
I can't even tell you like a bar from Pump It Up.
Yeah, me neither. I can tell you the hook.
Yeah, that's about it. Hot, like, what is Pump It Up? Like, Pump It Up is like a... Like, is he talking about dancing?
Nah, like, I came to get it on.
Oh, he's in the club.
Yeah, he's in the club. It's on some bitches shit.
Like, get the spot active.
the best bar in the song is, you're hot, but your girlfriend's not. That song is about
home. That's
what
he says that in there?
Yeah.
I don't know that was from him.
Joseph.
That's crazy. I didn't know he said that. I'm hot. Yeah. What'd he say?
You're hot. But your girlfriend's not.
He's
talking to two women.
That's definitely a pop song. If niggas is rapping shit
like
that.
I was about to say, extra
pause. He's talking to two women.
He's crazy.
Nah, how y'all feel about Mace and Cam?
I think if you're over 30 years old and you say pause, you got to stop.
Nah,
understand?
Some things have to be paused.
No. Hold on. This is my personal opinion. Yeah. And I'm not coming at that because I respect Mace and Cam. But I think that if you are straight, if everybody's straight in the room, you don't have to say pause. I think only gay niggas should say
they most definitely overuse it.
No, but it's their shtick. Yeah. No, and it's dope. Yeah. I love what they're doing. You know what I loved about it too? They took themselves out the podcast thing. They said, I'm not a podcast.
Hey, that's gangster.
This is a sports show.
It's a sports show?
This is a production. This is not because a podcast in its essence is this. This is not a big production. This is just niggas with mics and headphones. So he little bro the whole podcast industry on some Cam shit. That's what Cam would do.
Yeah.
So I respect that. But the Paul shit. I'm not rolling with it.
Yeah,
I'm glad they brought it back because you know New York over everything.
So if I look
shout out Dame.
If I look at that shit up on the podcast, I can't find it.
Technically, everything is a podcast now, but the show is presented as a sports show.
Like, a show,
like he wants to be like
first take
and shit like that. He's like, I'm not competing with podcasts. I'm not a podcaster. I'm a sports show host. This is my shit.
Yeah.
I can see ESPN. You see how Pat McAfee got bought out by ESPN?
Oh, yeah,
That's a bag.
Yeah.
I think that's what Cam and Mace, if they're not shooting for that, I think that's what they should do.
Yeah,
I'm a 100%. Broke nigga, so they shouldn't really listen to me. But just from the scope, I think that's a boss move to be like, don't look at me, ESPN, Hulu, Amazon, don't look at me like I'm a podcast. I want to get paid like Pat McAfee. This is a show. We're going to talk about sports and our lives.
Yeah.
Quick question. Who you think is paid more? A rapper on their first year?
Anything else?
A streamer?
The streamer.
Listen, a YouTube streamer or an NBA rookie player?
The streamer.
Are we counting the rappers' advance?
Nah, their first year. Like, they big. The first year that they make it.
The streamer.
So, like, the first year that, like...
You have a hit record?
Yeah.
The streamer.
Nah.
And wait,
I ain't gonna lie. Probably the rapper.
I said an NBA rookie too.
Nah, but where was the rookie selected?
Top 10?
No, that's the rookie. That's the rookie.
Yeah, it gotta be.
I think the streamer gets the most.
Nah, I think it's the rookie than the streamer, personally. But
Casanet is getting that bag.
Yeah.
Shout out to bro.
Well, he's like the top 1% type nigga.
Nah, he's not even.
Aiden Ross.
He's not the speed. Well, I mean,
that speed might be making the most money out of all of them.
Nah, I think it might be Aiden Ross.
Nah, hell, not
because Aiden Ross has his own thing now.
Kick.
Yeah, that's he has. This is like
that's a platform.
He's paying other niggas to do it.
He got Neon.
So he got to be the number one nigga.
Is it like Jew, is this white. Pop somebody?
Yeah, probably white Jew.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Aiden Ross got.
We got to edit out the word Jew.
Popular.
Nah, I don't think you say it in like you feel me. Not a disrespectful way. Hey, you did put a little tone, a little stink on that.
You put a little Kanye on that.
He kind of was hating.
What is Kanye up to nowadays?
That nigga staying out of trouble. He's making smart. Music.
You heard what Kanye said. He warned niggas about the Jews. Niggas see what's going on now.
That we got to meet.
he said that though?
Yeah, he been said that. Nah, you can talk your shit. Yeah,
we gonna edit Kanye said that?
I didn't know he spun the block on that.
No,
he said that shit again.
No, I'm just saying. He said what he said. A year later, people are going through it. How y'all feel about that situation, by the way?
We spoke about this before. I just said both teams play hard.
Both teams play hard is crazy.
Guys going crazy.
It's a comedy podcast.
I asked the people on the podcast that day, which side is fucking with black people the most?
Niggas that's the side you take?
Yeah.
Neither.
Niggas told me neither, so I said, look, I hope for peace, but I ain't rocking with nobody.
If I tell y'all my real answer, we not going to make it out of this couch.
I say, fuck it, right? Everybody's chasing clout but us, bro.
Why
the fuck we got to play this shit by the rules,
bro? Because the clout, I'm going to get what I'm going to say.
They definitely put you under the chair,
they come with a cease and desist. Alphabet boy. Actually, they might give me a medal. I don't know.
Not America.
Nah, I'm telling you, the side I'm on, they might give me a medal. They might sign me up for some shit I ain't ready for, though. Hey, listen, we like what you're doing in your community. Take this money. There's a list of shit you gotta do now.
You can start being on this podcast by myself.
I gotta say, what about Malcolm X?
Yeah.
I
don't talk like that.
I promise you, that's how most of them be. Yeah, you know who I really hate? Adam 22.
I've been hating that nigga.
I gotta hit it. Honestly, I only argue in the defense of him just to see how much niggas hate that nigga.
Bro, I'm gonna
argue with you about this.
Nah, that's why you hate him?
That's just weird, bro.
That's none of your business.
That is weird.
Oh, that shit that's going on with
ass.
Some nigga won. His name is Lil D.
Lil D Paul.
Oh, I seen that shit.
His name is Lil D.
That's crazy.
So you don't know? Yeah, never mind. Okay.
We don't call nobody D. That's a man.
Yeah, that's a lot of rules, nigga. D block. That's gay? Cameron makes ruin everything. Niggas can't say D block.
Little D sounds crazy,
but D block is fine. Like a whole block, yeah. Nah, like it's bugging.
Out of 22, he knew who was gonna win that shit before he got.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
come
on.
Back on there. Come on. There's no way he's gonna let Crip
free
back
bro.
On.
He's not going down.
Yeah, he trying to get that nigga all 50 up to 15. Yeah, that's crazy.
Niggas is Jackie ain't like that.
Nah, he's
niggas
on that.
Chill. Niggas,
he's
niggas
on
like that.
Niggas is Jackie.
He's like that.
Niggas, niggas from Houston. Too.
Niggas said that he see Blueface and folded.
Yeah, I seen that.
I seen that. He said he got his ass whipped in the county jail.
Yeah, in the county, nigga.
I'm jacking Crip Mac is on that.
I'm jacking.
Nah, 100%.
I actually want to speak to him.
On that.
I
want to speak to Hoover killer on his forehead. Ain't come no on. Way you not like that.
Yeah, words.
Like, oh, come on.
You just dumb. Dumb.
Nah, I think he, that nigga, he got like, he got issues.
I mean, don't we all?
Nah, like, he got like, mental he probably issue? Could get an SSI check issues.
Nah, like, I don't know about that.
Nigga, he's that nigga, he said it. He said he got. He said he's schizo.
Nigga.
He said he
niggas
bipolar.
Be saying, and niggas wake bang. Up and say anything. Yeah.
Nigga, Adam 22 is in that nigga's pockets.
He's making more money than him, but he's getting to that bag.
All money just for looking ignorant.
How y'all niggas feel about Wack 100?
Oh, my uncle. Goodness. He gets me the most.
Listen.
You don't fuck with him? But between him and Charleston White, them niggas may be my favorite characters right now.
I ain't going to lie. First of all, we need a Boondock series for what's going on in life right now.
Respectfully,
that nigga Wack gets me upset because he thinks he's young. That's the first thing.
I can't fuck with Wack because he's anti-New York. That's my only issue.
Nah, that nigga fought two white niggas. Yeah, and thought he could beat the whole world up. After
my
that.
Favorite, my favorite Wack 100 moment is him and 21 Savage.
He was fessing 21.
That's my
up. Oh my god!
It's the way he flipped.
No. You know what's so crazy? He really was jacking 6ix9ine, and niggas did not tell him nothing.
Yeah. Cali.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't want to hear that.
He blamed New York. Niggas, he's cleaning up our mess type shit. Like, that's yeah, why, that's the only problem
he,
I have with
he ate off for that.
100%.
What's 6ix9ine doing right now?
6ix9ine is knocked.
That's why.
Dominican jail, right?
He can't leave for 6 months. He's not knocked. He's home. Yeah. I heard they treat him like Michael Jackson over there.
Yeah, nigga be paying for that.
Spanish niggas got to hold an L for that, though.
Nah, hell, they don't give a fuck about none of that.
If he's Michael Jackson over there, they got to hold
up. I'm telling you, bro. Nah, bro. I'm telling you, Spanish people really do not be caring about none of them politics, bro. I swear, bro. None of them politics, bro.
They got to hold
up. But you saying it like as an L. They'll gladly be like, yeah, bro.
Come
you
here,
one of us, bro.
Yeah.
What?
Because he's from America. New York.
Exactly. And that nigga's paying. You see, it'll be some videos I see on that shit, bro. He dead ass literally just be handing out bread.
Hell yeah.
Like, they, come on. You think they give a fuck about what he did here? Like, come on.
Shout out Shotty.
Yeah, free, bro?
Nah. Well, shout out Shotty.
Keep him?
I can't. I'm not. I can free anybody.
Okay. Nah, you gotta free somebody, man.
Now my man, listen, this is the rule, bro. If my man's is in jail, if a woman is telling on my man, if my man tells, he's good.
He's good.
The rest of y'all niggas, I can't speak on that.
Nah, man.
But let's get into some topics, though, man. So I never fucked with dating apps.
Ooh.
Have y'all fucked with any dating apps?
I definitely downloaded a couple, but I realized you got to pay for all of them. So I erased them
shit. You have to pay for them?
Yeah.
I heard the best one is on Facebook. That's what I'll be hearing.
I heard the Facebook shit is
So Facebook has a dating
app. That's whole section, yeah. And they can't, like, other people can't see that you're on there.
Oh yeah? That's
so it's extra neaky.
Yeah, what's it called? Not that I need it.
Facebook. It's on Facebook. I forgot what it's, I think it's literally Facebook dating apps.
Probably, yeah. My mans definitely did tell me that shit was on some shit.
So the only dating app, quote unquote, that I ever even dabbled with was POF. Y'all know about POF?
Oh nope. Yeah,
I don't think that was free. Dating app though. To me personally, I think that was just
a fuck fest.
Yeah, that's how I.
That's definitely what, that's how it was sold to me.
So that's the only one I really fucked with. So
I feel like once you meet one of those bitches, you end up getting burnt.
Yeah, 100. Yo, that's how I always
get
looked
the,
at
or
it.
You get the monster.
Yeah,
come
see,
on.
That's,
nah, what are we
nah,
doing?
That, nah, bro, you gotta think about that.
If
bro.
You get the monster off of LinkUp, how mad are you gonna be?
I did it to myself.
Your life is different. After
I met this bitch off a fucking dating app that millions. thousands have access to.
Y'all want a hot take,
bro?
Bro, that they don't got the monster?
That shit don't exist.
What, the monster?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I did some statistical shit. It's really hard for men to get that shit off of sex. So if you get that shit off of sex, your luck gotta be on something. You gotta have the worst luck.
You can get burnt. I'm talking about the monster.
Yeah, I don't think the monster exists anymore.
Oh, nah, no, you're out of line.
Hold on.
I don't know any, but who would tell you?
Yeah, like, come on. Yeah. I got that shit.
I'm tucked. I'm tucked, you heard? you're gonna have to arrest me. I'm still knocking shit down. All types of shit.
I wouldn't even be able to. Yeah, I'll probably have to quit my job. Nigga, how do I wake up in the morning knowing I got some shit that's probably gonna take me out?
Let's start from the beginning here. You don't think if your man's had it, you wouldn't know?
Hell no. He's tucking that like a blanket. Yeah, here. Yeah, bro. He's going to drink with you, smoke with you.
Nigga just start getting skinny.
Especially we New York niggas. Think about it. Your mans tell you that shit.
Your mans might have it. Keep it a bean.
I'm jacking that shit on exist.
There's a reason why you don't hear about it, bro.
I think it's done.
I hope you right.
Word. I ain't going to lie.
Because there's a lot of pussy I missed out on off the fact that I ain't have no rubbers on me or she's just a little too willing to let me.
Scary until you start.
Yep.
You can cure that.
You start having that cough for 3 weeks straight.
That's the problem.
That's the bad news.
I don't think the monster exists no more personally.
What about that other shit? Yeah, you probably too young for this shit, boy. But niggas remember on Craigslist. Encounters section.
That shit is fire.
What was that Backpage?
No, Backpage is a whole nother story.
Yeah, that's some shit.
So
right
missed
there.
Encounters would be like, I'll break it down for you. You get on there, you log in.
Like I said, you log in, man. It's crazy.
You just got off the train. Yeah. It's 3:45.
Yep.
I seen a gentleman on the train.
Yep.
We glanced eyes.
Yep.
So and he told me I had a nice scarf, but I was too scared to say anything.
Yep.
If you're reading this.
Yep.
You can. My number is.
Yep.
And then you. So he was like, "Was I on that train?"
Yep.
It was me.
Just like that.
And then when you link it, it's gonna be a whole different nigga.
It's gonna be
40 niggas waiting to pack you out.
That's why I don't trust none of that shit either, man.
What?
You just had to have faith.
You go to the app, she tells you, yeah, slide. You even get the telly and all that. You get there, it's going to be a whole bald nigga. Yeah. Or it's going to be 40 niggas trying to get into your pockets. Shit gets nasty.
What's the better alternative? Paying?
Huh? Paying for what?
Paying
might give you a higher chance of getting the monster. I ain't gonna lie.
So. Nah. I would assume, like, I think, this is your job, shorty. Yeah. You gotta.
I think paying is like McDonald's.
Nah, hell no.
The reason why Trump fuck with McDonald's because he knows that they don't know he's coming. They can't fuck with his food. I think it's the same way with the prostitutes. They got to be clean because it's, you know.
The right the OnlyFans joints.
OnlyFans is different from prostitutes.
They all the same.
Everybody
same,
got a price.
You talk bracket. About prostitutes on the street?
I know a couple girls personally that have OnlyFans, and I know they're not burnt. Well, I don't know if they're not burnt.
No, they're not. But they're selling pussy.
Yeah.
Some of them don't even be selling pussy. They're
to
just,
you?
Nah, not to me. Of course not. I'm just saying, though.
They selling pussy, bro.
Nah,
you think they valid enough to sell
some of
pussy?
Some of them have.
What type of question is that?
You think them, I got, I know girls that if they tell me they sell a pussy, I'll be like, you?
I'm gonna tell you right now, they still gonna make money.
Of course, because niggas is paying
niggas
for pussy.
Niggas is taking anything down.
But I have the right to be like, shorty, you
that's
wild.
That's not your friend.
I'm just saying, shorty, like, you probably should go back to school.
Nah, that's fucked up, nigga.
You tweaking.
You should encourage that lady.
Let me see what that shit is.
Encourage that.
That's not your friend. That's not your friend. You crossing a boundary.
If I rip?
Yeah, it's not your friend.
Nigga, you could rip your lady friends, bro.
I ain't talking.
Why not?
I'm not talking.
If anybody deserves to see what that pussy like, it should
now
be.
Now you
front.
Bucking.
That's a fact. Bucking? Like, come on. Yeah, like, what are we doing? Like, no. We friends.
If you have sex with a female that is your friend, that's not your friend anymore.
What is it then?
If you fucked first, then y'all become friends, then y'all friends.
Nah, my thing that's is, tough. Though, you could be out with your shorty friend, y'all drinking and shit. You go
just catch a nut real quick.
That's what I'm saying.
We back to regular shit.
That's it.
Nope.
Shit never worked like that, but we gonna try.
That's it.
Nah, that's a fact. It never worked like that. But like, we friends, though.
No, you fucked up.
Think about it. You argue, like, It could be like that with your male friends. Like, yo, I lent
whoa.
You bread. No, listen, listen.
That was crazy. So that don't deserve a pause?
No, I didn't say
that. Nah, that was...
You
I
said
guess
whoa.
That, nigga, y'all pause. Didn't even let me tell a story, bro.
Listen to what?
Yeah, I'm going to say
exactly. That's a
I'm
going
to say pause because y'all didn't let me finish the story. But let's say I lend you bread,
to
right?
Friends is crazy.
I lend you bread. This nigga's crying, by the way. But I lend you... Nigga,
Lynn Sanity's over.
Yeah, I hope the guy ain't crying. That's crazy. But I lend you bread, right? You don't pay me back in a timely fashion. Me and you start arguing. We not friends no more. I feel like, you feel me? Like there was a rift between our friendship that caused us not to be friends no more. Nah. I feel the same way if I ripped my homegirl, because to me that's equivalent to bread. That's the shit that made it weird. That's the
nah.
shit. That is not, the bread shit can make it weird. I lent you money, you ain't pay me back. You, we have
bread might be worse, bro. Keep it a bean. Depending on the amount.
Nah, maybe not.
Nah, then he owe me some pussy then.
Nah, this is
fucking. That's how I'll be.
Y'all say y'all want to go viral?
I ain't gonna lie.
I didn't say I'm fucking it. You gotta buy me a bitch.
You fuck your that's what you gotta give me a bitch until you pay me back. Like,
that's crazy.
But that's what I'm saying. You rip your home girl. Like, I ain't gonna get mad. Like, it's different levels when it comes to obviously male friends and your girlfriends. I'll probably lend shorty like $20, $40, and may not ever ask for it again because you're a girl. Yeah, it is what
nah,
it is.
I'm not
but
rolling.
My man's, they get a little weird because
yeah,
we both men.
I need that breeze.
Yeah,
you
feel me?
Nah.
So that's what I'm saying with the woman.
The
I'm like,
friend,
yo, if we fuck and it gets weird and we never friends no more. The only way that could happen between me and my male friend is if obviously you don't pay me back. That's now, that's why I compare the
that's
two.
That's not true because you can fall out with a male friend over respect.
Or how
you gotta be
that,
male? What fall out over video games? All
yeah,
types of
yeah.
Games.
What happens if you go out with your man? And he always clowns you. When bitches,
friends,
when bitches
like,
is around.
Gotta cut his ass. But see, I ain't a soft ass nigga. But
yeah,
I see what you're saying. I could get tight.
Nah, I'm gonna get tight. I don't give
nigga,
a fuck.
We just go back. If he do that in front of bitches,
every
punch
time,
him in his mouth.
Every, yeah,
nah,
man, every time
I got friends
up,
like that. I got friends like that in real life up today.
Yeah, see,
yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah,
their,
get
that's their little role.
Every time?
Every
nah,
time.
I'm not rolling.
And that's probably the only way they really know how to be
a
friend.
You got a box.
Nah, not really.
You don't got a box. Cutting my ass.
If you like cutting the ass in front of him, he's corny.
I like, listen,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
I like jokes, crazy. Nigga. I'll joke on my friends all day, but there's a time and place for everything.
Yeah,
in front of bitches is pretty
bitches,
crazy.
Niggas be doing that. Trying to downplay you.
and bitches be eating that shit up, right?
Yeah, hell yeah. Bitches that's their favorite. They be ha-ha kiki-ing like everything Gucci.
They be slap her.
Even
make it weird for everybody.
Yeah,
and your man got to make a decision.
Yeah, yeah. What you going to do? You going to save her?
And I drove, nigga.
Yeah, I tell you, up it on niggas.
But I know what happens. I've been there. They not bitches.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
That's crazy. Throwing Franks and shit.
Yeah, the Franks gets nasty.
Y'all started that.
And nobody fucked.
Your generation started. Yeah, that's the crazy part.
Yeah, well, that's
your generation started that.
Y'all just, now y'all all looking at each other just arguing. With no bitches around.
Your generation started the loose Franks thing.
Yeah. Not my generation. I said my after.
Nah, nigga.
We started it, but then the generation after.
Oh, yeah, now that's just a hi, how are you?
Yeah, that's what I'm
for them niggas.
Yeah.
And we use it as, if we say that we about to fight.
Yeah, now us, you say that somebody's dying.
Nah,
so it went from dying, fighting to, that's how you say hello to your friend. Hey, look at my man over there sucking dick.
Yeah, yeah,
hey, you sucking dick, you dick sucker. Hey, what's up, bro?
Wilding.
Yeah, that shit is
cutting
crazy.
Ass, the first thing he says is, suck my dick. That's crazy. Like, we ain't even cutting each other ass no more.
That was a fucking war. Now I'm about to go get my mans in there. You rather go get your mans in there. Yo, why we fighting again?
Honestly, it may not even have been Barry's generation. I was watching a clip between Cassidy and Arsenal.
That was crazy.
Who's your favorite battle rapper? Word.
Charlie Clips, probably.
Clips. Charlie the old head.
Twerk.
Oh, that nigga is annoying.
I'm strapped in.
That nigga is annoying.
That nigga like this.
That little move right there gets me.
That nigga start rattling.
Y'all chatting. Y'all know the best is my son Rock. Gay Rock. My son Gay Rock. I fuck with you, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
What do you do that made him Gay Rock?
Come on, bro. Niggas called him on several occasions with the trannies.
Oh,
with the lady boys.
He got some Eddie Murphy shit. Niggas let Eddie Murphy walk on that.
Because Eddie Murphy's funny.
Nah.
Tay Rock is not good enough for me to forget about no shit like that.
Tay Rock is carrying that whole little Jersey squad right now, though.
That nigga's from Jersey?
Nigga, Surf is coming home in 5 years, nigga. Ain't nobody carrying his jersey like that, nigga.
He's not from Jersey, but he's at Cake Life. This is him,
nigga.
Jersey.
Cake Life?
That's lit. Or it's Cave Life.
I don't know.
It's some cave shit, nigga.
It's him, Jersey, Sue Surf.
Them niggas all on the same crew?
Yeah, and you know who is the young one? The dark-skinned nigga. He's ill, too. What's this nigga name?
You gotta talk to the mic.
The dark-skinned nigga, he's young. Chess.
I don't like that nigga neither.
Chess is nice. You bugging.
I honestly don't even like battle rap no more. Nah, I just said it's more because he's funny.
That shit is on some wrestling shit now.
Double battle.
Yeah, like
men versus women.
Like, yeah. I mean, most of the really good ones is on Wildin' Out. Keep it to me.
Yeah.
No, that's because that's where the money's at.
Yeah.
Has a woman beat a man yet in the battle rap shit?
If it has happened.
I think Jazz is probably the only.
I was about to say she's pretty good.
Yeah. That I actually could listen to.
How y'all feel about Grand Theft Auto?
Man, so I probably ain't even gonna play video games while it's on that.
The whole year, they talking about niggas better be alive.
That's a black man's problem.
That's not a black man's problem. It's like, nigga, there's a whole lot of shit going on.
Yeah,
let me ask you every day, B.
Let's start at $70. Y'all buying it, right?
100%.
$100, y'all buying it?
100%.
200%.
100%.
Not two.
100%. You bugging,
nah,
bro.
I'm going to buy it.
You're going to have this game for 10 years.
I'll buy it, but like...
300.
Retail?
Yes.
I'd rather pay 100, and if I want to spend more money, I spend more money.
No, this is the game. Launch.
Retail better be $70.
I'll pay
300.
I'll pay up into a rack.
So 1,000 is where we at.
Bro, you're going to have this game for 20 years, bro.
Yeah, that's a fact, but a rack is crazy.
Nigga, if they get... 1,000 off. How much is 2K the next year?
$50, bro.
Nigga,
they better do something real.
Nigga,
I better be able to. Nah, nigga, 2K, they know my problem. I could go all day. We ain't got enough time.
I might have to holler at Ronnie.
Come on, bro.
GTA sells for a band, 2K is going to be $800.
Nigga, what could they
add? GTA is the most selling. Call of Duty, my thing is, though.
Yeah, well, what's Call of Duty going to cost?
It's between Call of Duty and GTA for the highest gross.
Nah, it's GTA. Not even close.
GTA 4. But 5.
Yeah, not even close.
But that's because it was out for 10 years. Yeah. What?
Yeah, but my thing with GTA, bro, the shit that we think we're gonna be able to do, I could see me paying up to $1,000.
They talking about having that role playing shit in the game.
I see BBLs in there. That's all I'm saying. Like there was straight skinny women in every single GTA game. This game,
I think you're gonna be able to do a lot of crazy shit.
It's gonna be
like rated R Sims.
Word.
I'm telling you.
That's what I think.
To me, I think I can fuck with that. It's nothing 2K can add to make me pay more than $70.
There's no way the graphics go online like that, too, though.
That's probably not what I'm trying to think of.
Yeah, that's just probably going to... You're probably only going to be able to have GTA downloaded.
Yeah, that's it.
You seen the map?
I'm going to need a whole nother PS5 for my fucking GTA game. And I mean, that's cool.
So a band. And you cop that at 300.
Nah, 150. Tops.
Nigga, that's it. That's stopping you from getting that game, bro.
No, I mean retail, bro.
That's what I'm talking about.
If them niggas tell you, like, yo, the minimum we charge a nigga is...
I mean, of course I'm going to get it, but, like...
Nah, but I want to know the number that you, like, I'm not doing it.
I don't think I'll pay over to... 150 for a video game.
My nigga, you are crazy,
it's not true,
bro.
It's fucking,
how much is the Mamba edition? $100?
$100.
You telling me GTA?
Oh, no, I bought the $100 shit. That's the only thing I bought, though. Like, that's the most you're getting out of me.
Nah.
I'm actually with two on
retail.
This one.
They got,
I'm actually going to jump out the window. They tell me anything.
Nah. Over a band?
If they tell me to buy a system just for that game, I'm buying it. If they say you're only out on PC... Oh, well.
I respect
that.
I'm
about
that.
To build a PC,
that.
Nigga. It's GTA we talking about.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying, bro.
Generational game.
You literally going to have that game for a long time.
Yeah, but y'all talking about retail. Cool. Let it be 70. You spend what you want
to
spend.
Nah, bro. Nigga, they took 10 years to make the game. How much you think it cost them to make that shit?
It was saying like, I forgot like.
Come on, so we got to do our part as consumers. You feel me? So they could keep paying. So they could keep making these games.
Real quick. What do y'all think is the worst fashion trend currently?
Denim tears. And
hold on.
Can I speak? I think denim tears is fire.
Super fire.
I hate the sweatpants.
I think it's hard.
Gotcha, those are hard.
But my problem is, it's kind of like how I felt like when the Tex came out. Every nigga is a power
ranger. Nah, but Tex is affordable.
No, I don't care about the price. I care about the
not
fact
anymore.
That
shit like $2
a piece. Anymore. You got to be a get money nigga to be
I
having
care
a
about fit. And the crazy thing is, that's not even a fit.
Yeah.
And that shit is $2 a piece. $175
I'm up a piece. Crazy. I'm upset because the niggas is rocking it corny. So it's ruining the brand for me.
Nah, I don't think.
I hate
let me not
sweatshirt.
Say niggas
just,
is wearing
no swagginess to it. It's just everybody's yeah, a just, Power yeah, Ranger yeah. shit. I'm the Red Ranger today. My man the Green Ranger.
So what do you
sometimes
tell,
it's a crew for the
apply,
Red Ranger.
What do you imply that you're supposed to buy one piece?
Or,
you can't buy
or,
one piece
no,
of
or
it.
Swag it out. Do something. Nigga, lift a leg up. I don't know, nigga. Do something different. Everybody
the,
look.
The
nigga,
pants is fire. The hoodie's fire.
Nigga,
I hate the sweatpants.
We was
the
in the club, and it was 100 niggas in the same fit. Fake
yeah.
Cartier
yeah, yeah,
glasses,
yeah.
dreads, no disrespect to my dread man,
yeah, feel me?
And fucking a Power Ranger suit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was upset.
Yeah, nigga, how much that shit run you, the whole fit for that?
Retail's not too
no,
expensive.
It's not expensive.
You can't
buy
shit
retail.
Retail. Because yeah. what people do is all these consignment stores, they buy that
they
shit
buy
and they resell
and
it for $400 a piece.
Yeah. I think a retail is like $120.
Yeah.
What?
Like, some yeah. Shit, like, or like $150.
Nigga, because
yeah.
I think it's a pro-black brand. I was reading
yeah,
like their
sure,
mission
yeah.
statement.
Yeah.
It's on some like, oh, this is like pro-black. The proceeds go to this and niggas just swagged it out. Who did that? It was Drake?
The first nigga with it?
Yeah.
I was going to say Offset.
Offset was like...
I seen him really going hard for
nah,
it.
I don't even think
first.
I've seen Drake put it on.
Nah, I seen put it on. Drake is the first person I've seen with it. I don't even look at Drake as a fashion nigga.
Yeah.
Nah, he's not.
So.
Keep it a sec.
All right, but that was my pick. What's y'all pick, nigga?
Damn. The thing that I probably hit it the most recently is, damn, I'm thinking about some weird shit. Like, I done seen niggas wear some big-ass boots.
Oh, like, are they literally called moon boots?
Nah, not the ones that we
talking about, like
with.
The Balenci
no.
ones.
No, literally the brand is called Moon Boot. I think
I know.
They some
my
big ass,
yeah,
ugly
they, big,
ass
they look like moon boots, and they call that. I think
keeping a stack. The one that I hate the most, and I'm two of them. One is a Mary jeans. I'm wearing them right now, but I hate niggas that wear a Mary jeans.
I ain't gonna lie, I still like a Mary.
Hate
and two is those bubble slots. And I have those too.
Nigga hate himself. So. I don't see those no more though.
What, the bubble slots?
Yeah, I don't see them.
You bugging. Yeah,
I like
every single,
I like those,
you're not in the hood. Every single hood you see
nigga,
at least.
I work
five,
outside.
Five black girls, no disrespect, to wearing bubble slots. You don't really see Spanish girls wearing them.
Yeah, you about to get us mean? Fucked up. That's about to end our podcast.
Nah,
you about to start
five black girls?
No, not even that. It's the fact that you're doing the, I don't see Spanish girls wearing that.
I don't.
That's the truth. I'm just speaking
nigga,
on my behalf.
Nigga, double down on that.
You want me
to lie?
Nah, I want you to, you know, go viral, nigga. These are the words of Bari.
Boom.
All right?
Yeah.
Y'all know. Follow him on whatever.
Instagram.
Nigga, there's only 8 people watching the show right now. So.
There's 8 people watching?
No, it's not live.
Oh.
Like, we have 8 faithful Carmen. Listeners, yeah.
We're going to boost that up.
Yeah, we about to go crazy. So... That's just, y'all want to talk about some gossip
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, talking to some gossip shit.
Mm-hmm. All right, the gossipiest nigga you know is a man. So, Saucy Santana, he said he don't want his son growing up gay.
I saw that shit.
I saw that too.
And
y'all want me to speak first?
Yeah, I think you should go first.
That's crazy.
I think Saucy Santana's correct. I think he lived the lifestyle. He realized that it's a bad one. And he don't want his son going through that. It's the same thing with the drug dealer nigga that said he don't want his son doing that. What's
yeah.
the difference?
But my nigga, you're implying that it's like it's a choice.
It is.
But that's cap. Yeah, he's being raised with a BBL. His son is seeing a BBL every day. What do you think he's going to want to do? He's going to want to get a BBL.
Nah. You always do the opposite of what your parents do.
Not true.
Nah, hell nah.
Come on.
Not true.
Nah, hell nah.
Wait, so you think Saucy's like...
You think he's going to go to school? The kids are going to... Kill him.
Nigga, my
your
dad,
pops got a BBL.
My pops is rich.
Yeah.
It's not matter.
And your other
how
pop.
Your
other pop.
How does
your...
I got two pops.
How does your
that's my pop's girlfriend.
Pop. Nah, how's... girls is going to be saying, how's your pops thicker than me? Like,
that's crazy.
Crazy.
But hold on, bitch. I could buy you and your mother. Let me be Saucy's
no,
kid, nigga.
No,
I'm rich.
No,
that nigga's just bugging.
You know how this rap shit works.
He's not a rapper.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't going back and forth with no Saucy Santana. I ain't act. ain't no way Saucy Santana is rich.
Nah, he's
more money than me.
He's definitely rich.
Rich?
Nah, off of what? Off of
yeah,
what?
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. Give me a second.
Nigga, what does he do?
He made us.
Don't tell me no music shit. Don't tell me no music shit.
It's not, music.
But what I'm saying is, you know, like, I know.
He's
that
not
music
rich off of
not paying.
He's not rich off of music.
You know that music.
Rich off of music.
No way, bro.
And company or who he be with.
When I say you not rich, I don't mean you broke.
No, obviously not.
I'm talking about like. Can Saucy Santana take a year off from not working and be up still?
No.
I think I don't know if he wants to be he or she, but I think he will have, he probably still have 2 mil.
Nigga,
Saucy got break. 2 mil.
Saucy
yeah,
Santana
up.
Does not have 1 mil.
That's what you're saying. Maybe.
Again, how?
You don't got to hit record.
That's all I'm saying.
You don't
got
to hit record.
I'm saying Saucy Santana has to work just
yes,
like
he
how
does.
We have to
work. There's niggas with 3 hit records that don't got to hit.
I'm saying, ooh. Bro. The money
I
shit.
I can't say it right now.
3 hit records is insanity. No, 3.
Because depending on your situation, we know that music shit ain't paying like that. You literally have to be a lit nigga to be like on tour, getting paid for like
nigga,
whatever
you're
getting
paid
Saucy
Santana makes $100,000 a year, bro. And there's nothing to scoff at.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You up more than me, but if I was Saucy's child, it ain't no way. I'm like, oh yeah, I could deal with this because my pops is rich. Hell nah. Now, if Will Smith was my pops,
oh, yeah.
I could deal with this shit.
How? This is what I was going to ask y'all.
Y'all think Jaden
Bass? Whose situation do you think is worse? Your favorite basketball player?
D-Wade?
Yeah. Or Magic Johnson?
Ooh. I would probably feel like
okay. Who's Magic. Let me ask you that question differently. Whose shoes would you rather fill?
Magic
with the monster.
Yeah,
I'm jacking. He don't even got it.
Oh yeah, he got the drink. Like Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen got the drink for sure.
I'd rather
walk around with the monster and have a thick son than have.
Hold on, slow down, nigga.
To support your son 24/7. As being AO
Magic Johnson.
Pause to that earlier. Bro.
If I'm Magic Johnson, I do what he does now. He don't acknowledge that nigga. Y'all hear him saying anything?
He's in family pictures.
Dressed like what?
When his son with the baldy and the fatty and I'm trying to tell you.
But the thing that works with Magic Johnson is that he's in California.
Bro,
so like you feel me? So it's not like
old.
It ain't like he's dealing with that shit.
Bro
in New
got
York.
The extra marks though.
But
man,
I think
early.
He don't got it.
I'm choosing Magic.
Why Easy? Why Easy got put up out of here? He had the monster.
The drink wasn't out yet. It's 2023. The drink is here.
Yeah, right. Niggas are
I'm
definitely
telling you
not
right now. I didn't
shit,
expect
though,
young niggas to be in the conspiracy theories, but I'm actually proud.
I'm telling
bro,
you,
it's not a conspiracy theory.
The drink is real.
Yo, bro, go Google the drink. Niggas is gonna show you. You think bro's just out here surviving?
Hell no. I know there's no drill zone talking about this. So where y'all getting this shit from?
I tell you, these niggas read, bro. That drill shit is a facade. They make us think that they want us to think that they stupid.
Nah, hell no. I'll be watching these little IG videos. Shout out to them, too. Like, I'll be liking the niggas that go up to people actually, are you smarter than a fifth grader? You feel me? They interview them.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they
yeah.
Just be saying some wow. I seen 10 kids talk about they don't know who Kamala Harris is and what she
you
holds.
Think that should be real, though?
Nah, yeah. That should be.
I think it's,
some
be
of them,
fake,
some
right?
of them, some of them niggas obviously gas us to get more views and content. You feel me?
I think the general public is really stupid.
Nah, definitely. He's obviously targeting a certain audience, too.
What's the audience?
Huh?
You know.
Young black people.
That's strike two.
Oh,
I'm about
man.
To put my Plymouth Rock hat on for you, nigga.
Uh-oh.
Just put the sensor on already.
Oh, let me put my hat. Nah. I want them to know exactly who's saying all of this so they can come see you.
Hey, you can put my face on it. Oh, the camera.
Niggas
cut
ain't
on.
Scared. Oh, because the PlayStation.
Nah, let's leave it.
Yeah,
we got enough clips. We got clips. I hope.
We definitely should.
Niggas
are trying to make it.
Nigga, we are trying to make it out.
Yeah, niggas are trying to make it now.
I'm trying to go to the BET Awards, nigga.
That's a fact.
I'm BT gonna be on that was? Carpet with the reverse bezel.
It's
I'm
not just, trying. We're gonna get.
I'm gonna do the opposite fact. Of what Ace Hood did. I'm stealing a nigga bezel.
Word. That nigga's shit dropped.
I'm gonna steal one.
That nigga said, "Hold on, don't drop your watch now."
I'm gonna
be. Bow Wow was the last person that should be even saying.
I'm gonna be on that carpet in a full red Nike Tech with a Tech under my sweater. Awesome. I'm bringing the 90s back. Like I'm gonna throw a
you
chair.
Bring the 90s back.
I'm gonna throw a chair.
Whose shoes you rather fill? Be in. Right now, this date, Bow Wow or Soulja Boy?
Bow Wow. Soulja Boy's burnt out.
Bow Wow has arguably one of the baddest baby moms.
Oh,
in the
yeah,
game.
That's true. But Soulja Boy has
and
way
he had a first.
Soulja Boy has way more money than him.
No.
Way more.
Bro, what? Yo, bro, are you crazy?
Way more. Oh, no, way more is a powerful
money
word.
He has way more
money. Way more
money
is a powerful word.
Soulja Boy has technically started everything.
Yeah, now that I'll give it to you. He's definitely an innovator. I ain't gonna lie.
No, I fuck with
him. And what did Bow Wow do? Except for be a little kid. Let me not even get there.
I'm Bow Weezy.
Prince of the Old Town?
That's
yeah,
I'm
but mean. He got touched on.
Fresh in my fresh in my
the security guard touched on.
That's a lot crazy. Of security niggas talking, bro. I'm talking about Diddy security guard nigga talking to us.
Oh, yeah, nah, that's my favorite. That's another nigga on my list of characters. That's a Diddy security nigga.
Yeah, oh, yeah, let's talk. I have a bet with bro that he's not getting knocked within this year.
Nah, he's not. Rich niggas don't go to jail. That's what's the last rich person you ever seen go to jail?
I'm trying to tell bro that. Oh,
y'all see a lot of Simmons,
R. Kelly, Bill Cosby.
R. Kelly's not rich.
He's just going to move. He's just gonna move.
He's
I'm telling
rich, bro. He's not. He has more than the average person.
No, come on, bro.
R. Kelly.
I'm talking
rich.
About niggas that's up billionaires.
All right, what
do
about Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby was a billionaire. He might have.
He's 500 million. He was up. Yeah, he was up heavy.
He got knocked. He came home though.
I just think because he didn't want to leave. Because honestly, he could have just left.
OJ got knocked, but he did
not. Not a billionaire. OJ's a fucking athlete.
Yeah, but he got money.
No.
Trump got knocked.
No.
He had a mugshot.
Yeah, but he didn't. He went to jail. He's not going to prison. Rich people don't go to prison.
No, they definitely don't. And if they do, it's definitely not the prison
nigga,
we know
they
it to be.
Don't go, bro. The only time they go is when they fuck with other rich niggas. Bernie Madoff was fucking with other rich niggas. That's the only reason he got knocked. Diddy's not going to jail, but he's going to lose everything.
Think so?
Yeah. It's already happening.
Yeah, I think so. Only
not
gonna
lose
black
everything.
Man.
He's going to lose everything. And you're right about the black thing.
I just think that's what it is. I think he ain't going to be able to finesse his way out of the system.
I think
black.
Y'all forgot the timeline. Y'all don't remember he started this brother love shit. Then he started
off rip.
Then he started
off
giving
rip.
Out his
this nigga's the goat.
He started giving out all the publishing and everything back.
Yeah, I saw that. But you saw he did that with the NDAs?
Hold on. He said, really? That's how a white man run the football.
you gotta let the audience know what happened.
Oh, that was CMC doing his CMC.
They don't know who the fuck CMC is. Say his name.
They know
Christian McCaffrey.
And he's a running back for
the 49ers.
The Panthers.
Let's really be honest. Yeah, he's a running back for the Panthers.
That nigga's disrespectful.
Panthers.
I can't believe he randomly grew his legs back.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was a couple years he was doing nothing.
You know Diddy was going to buy the Panthers, too.
Yeah, so
that's crazy.
With Steph Curry.
But Steph can't, you know.
Speaking of people buying teams.
Steph can't close. He can't close.
Oh.
Can't close a game. Can't close a deal.
Can't close a deal. But he's one of the. First of all, he has the same amount of rings as LeBron James.
He can't close. How many finals MVPs?
Does not matter. He wasn't being carried.
How many finals?
He wasn't being carried.
So what Steph Curry, I mean, what Kevin Durant was doing?
What's that, Kevin? Just because he was the leading scorer, being carried?
Whoa. Yes.
best player on the team.
Yes, bro.
That means Steph Curry was being carried.
If I'm scoring the most points, what does that literally mean?
The man that went 73-9 without him is being carried.
Yes.
No. What happened last season at 73-9?
They lost.
And who wasn't there?
That's without KD.
Okay. And as soon as he got him.
Wait, did they win without him?
Yes.
Okay, all right, that's all I needed.
Kevin Durant better than Steph, though.
Did they win without him after?
No, yeah, but Kevin Durant's better than Steph.
How, if he hasn't won without him?
Team base.
Oh, so that's
line
that's what we're going to need. How many times did KD win as Man A?
Twice.
No, he was not Man A.
Nah, he definitely was.
Nigga,
he
wasn't
Man A. I seen KD literally come down. With the ball, clutch situation.
Hit three two shots in LeBron's face.
Two separate series.
When you ever seen Steph do that?
Yeah,
ever.
I'm telling you. When
never
did
seen
you
him. Ever.
We never
Steph
seen
killed
him
OKC by himself.
What are you talking about?
When he was young, he didn't kill OKC?
That was in the playoffs, nigga?
Yes.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, he won, but he didn't do that. He was beating them like about 10, 12 points.
Bro, he packed them, bro.
Now, show me a moment where Steph Curry had to win the game in the playoffs and he did it.
Yeah, he didn't. Like, what do you mean, bro?
Like the game is like tied or some shit.
Yeah.
Well, he's down.
He's there. He's there.
The King series.
What are you talking about?
Last year.
I promise you.
They spanked them.
He made that.
They went to game seven.
I know, but in game seven, they just beat them.
It wasn't okay, a close game. Games before that, they were close.
Steph did not hit no game winner, period.
He might have.
No, he didn't. Clip, it's documented.
There's like 15-minute clips of him.
Bro, he just hit a game winner 2 nights ago, and then last night he hit a game time chunk.
Those are regular season games. That's what we talk about.
Oh, we're going to pick and choose when shit matters.
If you can hit a shot in game 15 of the season, kudos to you. But if you can't do that shit in the finals, bro, that's a problem.
Don't say that like Steph don't show up. I think Steph is man A everywhere he goes except for a team with LeBron.
And Kevin Durant.
No.
Hey, come on now.
I would say
KD's man A right now?
Yeah. No, he's not. It's Booker now.
He's old, though.
How are you going to say it's Booker, but it's not Steph?
Because Kevin Durant was like 32, not 37.
Bro, he averages more now.
It doesn't matter. Booker's the guy, though.
So what are you going off of if it's not points?
My eye them.
He averages more points
than
Booker.
When you watched Golden State and the shit was tight, the games are close, who was that?
I'm not asking about what shit is tight.
Yeah, all right. That means you're the man.
9 out of 10 times is the game close?
No, but when they are.
Not with Golden State.
Yes,
with KD.
When they played in the Rockets, it was close.
You named one series.
Yeah, but who they was looking to?
Don't even.
And then against LeBron.
Check the numbers and see how much Steph is scoring those games. It's not 15 points.
It's 21.
It's not. It's 25 plus. I'm giving them all to KD.
Why?
Because he's clutching it.
And that's
better.
Our point.
He's what?
He's better.
How the hell is a nigga with 4 rings not going to be better than a nigga with 2?
Nigga, Scottie Pippen better than Tim Duncan?
Bro,
answer my question.
Scottie Pippen never smelt man A ever in his life.
Yes, he did.
Where?
And in the Bulls, nigga. When Jordan decided to quit.
And what happened?
There was one shot away from the finals.
Yeah. You hear what you say? Coulda, woulda, shoulda, didn't do it.
Yeah, but Steph, same thing with Steph.
He won rings without bro.
Yeah, I
he won rings with Jordan Poole being the second best player. Yes or no?
Yes.
Second best player?
I guess the Celtics? Jordan Poole won them again.
What are you going to say? It's Draymond
Green? Nah, you're right. Yeah.
Klay Thompson is lost.
Definitely.
And look at who was in the league.
What do you mean?
Who was in the league at the time? Everybody.
Yeah, no. Steph is great.
No, he's better than KD.
I don't think so.
100%.
But Steph always, like, in his runs to the finals, he never played.
Hurt.
And that was crazy.
And John Morant packed
him
twice.
We're not doing that, bro.
John Morant packed him twice. And then all conveniently, John Morant gone, and they get in the finals again?
Mind you, this nigga John Morant knocked him out of the play-in.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
But look how shitty Steph's team was.
Oh,
man.
Don't knock LeBron for his youngest year.
We don't knock LeBron.
Nigga,
for that
yes they
run.
Do.
Yeah, bro.
For bringing you Booby Gibson and Mo Williams.
Yo, bro,
niggas do not knock him
yes,
for that.
They
niggas
do.
Bring
no,
up
they
four and six all the time, bro. Or what is he at? Four and six all the time, bro.
Okay, LeBron.
That's
to me, like LeBron. Choked only one time.
Yeah.
Did not show up one time, and that was against the Mavs.
I think Jordan choked twice.
Yeah.
And not
he
in the
never
finals.
Beat Larry Bird.
Nah, he retired.
He never beat
Larry
Bird.
Yeah, but he never. That's not choking, though.
To me, it is.
Nah.
Couldn't cut it.
He didn't even play.
Yeah, that's worse.
You didn't even give a nigga a chance. You can't count that.
Why he stopped?
I don't know. You got to ask him. Ask me that. I'm not even old enough to know why he stopped.
I can tell you why I think he stopped.
That gambling shit.
That's what I think.
They was talking about that shit, bro.
Take that shit off the block. You and them refs.
Yep. Niggas don't talk about that. Asterisk year for everything else besides ref gambling on games.
I be watching little videos about the refs. The refs get nasty.
Bro, come on,
they was doing AI bad.
Yo, carries. They take all the travels on the nigga every trip. Come on, bro. Are you trying to tell me that doesn't influence the game?
I'm telling you right now, if Michael Jordan had to guard Kevin Durant, he retired 3 times.
Of course,
bro. You saying that about KD? What about a guy that can score from literally anywhere on the floor?
Who?
Stephen Curry.
When he's up, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
They can start saying anything like Steph never played a tough game.
Nah, he just hit a game. He missed.
Who? When KD wasn't there. He
Clay?
Won 2 rings
Clay.
Without him.
Clay.
Draymond. Clay is a wash.
And Steph doesn't have to pass the ball, neither. He has
Draymond
to do that.
He plays like the shooter guard.
That's all I'm saying, man.
Dave was saying he's the best PG in the league. He's never had a better point guard
than Tyrese Haliburton.
Who?
You better be careful.
Point guard role, sure.
Yeah, that's a problem for me. How many rings you got?
Who's the better player?
Oh, Steph. Of course. Okay. Who's the better point guard?
What position does Steph play?
Point guard.
So who's the better player?
Steph.
Okay.
Who's the better point guard?
Steph.
Answer mine. Oh, really?
Yes.
If you want tennis, if tennis is to save your life, you pick a Steph?
No.
That right there. That he lost. But he's Magic Johnson. He better than Magic.
What the hell?
Hold on. You are Steph over Magic?
No, not me.
Oh, I was about to break my heart, bro.
He's better than Isaiah Thomas?
Yeah.
Why? You know Michael Jordan don't have a winning record against that man.
I don't care. I do not care, bro. I'm sorry. Cool. Stephen Curry's too different. They never seen a player like Stephen Curry. Don't say, yeah, they have.
Yeah, Abdul Rahim.
They kicked him out the league. Niggas like that. Yo, bro, I don't want to hear none of that.
Rex Chapman too, nigga.
Yeah, he was kidding. He used to kill Jordan.
Niggas don't like bringing that nigga name up. You bring that shit around a Jordan fan?
Yeah, terrible.
Them niggas call you everything.
Is nowhere close to Stephen Curry, bro.
Now let's just do sports talks then, because we don't get to talk about sports when Chubbs is here.
He don't watch basketball.
Nah, that nigga watch mine.
Yeah, he just play 2K. That's exactly what he do.
Yeah, that nigga watch mine.
Who fucking play 2K?
Let's talk sports. Dude. Let's kill some time. Talk some sports, man.
I got a topic off rip. Y'all seen that baseball contract?
Yeah,
highest paid athlete in North.
What's the first thing you buying?
Honestly,
that
bro.
That nigga's buying a Visa.
Yo, you know there's an owner. Oh, that's a body. I didn't know you had that, didn't you?
I ain't gonna lie. That's like Patrick Mahomes playing QB and cornerback. That shit is crazy.
Yeah, crazy. Yo, but he just got the Tommy John surgery, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
he's still worth 700 M's?
Yo, dude, bro, we've never seen nothing.
I'm gonna give y'all some stats. He's the highest paid player in North America history.
Yeah.
Only the soccer niggas got paid more than him.
Yeah.
And that's the top two niggas. Let me break this down for y'all. He had that Tommy John surgery. I don't even watch baseball. He's getting paid $700 million. The owner of the Colorado Rockies is worth $700 million.
That's crazy. Wow.
And hold on,
ain't that some shit?
The fucked up shit. Deal in California though.
I ain't never heard that nigga speak.
Me neither.
He can speak English? I don't think
I think so. When I be seeing them celebrate with the teammates and shit.
And how can they afford him? They paying fucking Mookie Betts.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Is Yasiel Puig still in the league?
That was crazy. He dotted the hell out this nigga just now.
I got him for three TDs.
I think he's bisexual.
You got to say Odell's bisexual too, bro.
Nah, them niggas Odell has never done the shit that this nigga be doing.
What, paint his hair and nails?
That nigga's angry.
That's a big nigga.
Every game he's angry.
I ain't saying anything to that nigga about nothing.
You're saying that nigga angry? You forgot how Odell used to act on the Giants?
Yo, he gets a penalty every game. Fucking up a cornerback. like, he literally walks up to court. There's a compilation of him popping on them. Because he's angry.
He probably does steroids, bro.
I think he's just gay. There's nothing wrong with that, but that nigga paints his nails. His hair's a different color every week. And he got that look. Niggas got that look. Let's be real. He got that look.
What's the look? Be careful what you say.
Sweet.
Chubb's gonna have a field day after this shit.
Some of the guys said that Draymond Green gives women beater vibes.
Definitely.
I don't want to put that on a black man. I call a nigga gay.
He kind of be wilding sometimes, bro.
That nigga's in the wrong sport.
OD.
Nah, Rasheed Wallace said it's his fault.
Because
he was in the locker room. I'm starting to realize that this shit is a fraternity.
Yeah, I think so, bro.
Yeah,
he was in the Warriors locker room?
No, the Pistons locker room. But Draymond was a little kid. He was in the Pistons. Not even. Draymond's
I know he's from Michigan.
That's what I'm saying. He played for the football team.
I think Draymond's childhood best friend's dad was something to do with the Pistons. He was in the locker room. He seen how they gave it up.
Kids, I'm telling you right now, bro, if you ain't got nobody in your family that knows somebody in the NBA, bro, just get that shit up, bro. This whole shit seems just like, you get invited to this shit.
I think rap is the same way. I think music in general is the same way.
Honestly, I think it is. I be listening to
paying attention.
Nah, sometimes
just
Usher was Diddy's little man.
Yeah.
How the fuck Usher was Diddy's little man?
Oh, yeah.
How that happened?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then Justin Bieber was Usher's little man.
Yeah.
How the fuck that happened? That nigga's in Canada.
I mean, there's people that get paid to look like A&Rs and shit.
No, but that's not A&R shit. That's I'm Diddy. This nigga is living with me. He's my little man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He had him tucked. Definitely. both of them.
So in season tournament, y'all give a fuck? Cause I do.
I thought that shit was cool. Amazing.
I think we got to give the NBA its props because they was looking.
Shout out Adam Silver.
Yeah, he was looking crazy, bro. He got the players on some. I ain't playing.
Yeah,
trade me to wherever I want to go, or else I'm not playing.
Yeah,
he had the draft picks looking crazy. He got Zion in the face of the league on some. I'm fat. I don't give a fuck.
Niggas jumping, shooting shit.
Yeah, he was looking bad.
Compared to David Stern, that wasn't
not happening.
None of that shit. So Allen Iverson, you gonna dress like what?
The ratings of basketball was shitty when David Stern was under there. Now niggas play no defense. Players, teams score 130 a game because of Adam Silver.
I think it's going to help.
I mean, it helps players like Steph, Joel Embiid, Luka. Feel me? Like niggas that.
Nigga, I don't want to see 80 to 90.
That's
score.
What I'm saying. This is my
that shit's
but
dirty.
That's 12
that's
minute
one nigga
quarters.
Scoring.
Yeah, it's like you could name only like five premier defenders in the league now.
That's good.
The defenders don't matter. Nah, you bugging.
Nigga, you don't sell jerseys off of defense. Lou Dort is not selling a fucking jersey.
Jimmy Butler is though.
Nah, but that's not off of defense.
Yeah, but he's
so
he's
Giannis.
None of that shit is not off of defense though. I'm not even gonna hold you.
He's
Giannis is that fucking alley oop dunk that he did in the finals. Fucking Jimmy Butler is him taking his team to the finals. Who else you said? Kawhi. It was that whole I'm the Kingslayer. I beat LeBron James.
He didn't beat LeBron James.
Nah, they was calling him the Kingslayer.
Oh, you talking about the Spurs?
Yeah,
they was on the play. You can't say him. That's a whole Hall of Fame team.
That's what niggas is saying. I know basketball.
That's not even.
Tim Duncan was the best player on that team.
Yes,
but niggas Jack is Kawhi.
Nah,
I don't really hear why.
Yeah, I know exactly why. Kingslayer got LeBron. He got the I got LeBron trophy.
LeBron averaged 30 against.
That doesn't matter. He lost.
I saw Iggy.
Iggy got the same thing.
Hey, those are arguably the two worst finals MVPs.
Iggy has the best career of a role player ever in life.
Yo,
nobody can ever top that.
Rashard McKay. How you feel about Gil's podcast?
I like it a lot. I love all the players' podcast.
Rashard McKay. Yeah, I like Jeff Teague's. That's who I watch.
Yeah,
I like
all that shit is funny.
I think Jeff Teague keeps it.
Nah, but hold on. You see what's going to happen with Jeff Teague? And I think it's already happening. He's becoming a caricature of himself.
People call him corny?
No, I think he's just starting to say things just to say things.
For clickbait?
Yeah, I don't like that.
A lot of players are
shit.
Not all lying, of them. But it's like.
I know his little stories that he tells, those seem extremely believable.
I think he's going to just start. He's going to run out of material.
Yeah.
And then he's going to have to start juicing shit. Pat Bev got a good one, but Gil probably has the best one. You know who has a fire one? Cam Newton.
Yeah, he do.
He's a natural.
I was kind of not liking that Charles.
Nah, he's a natural, bro. Really? I think Cam Newton is a natural. I think he could
I gotta watch it.
I think he could be a podcaster. Like, he don't gotta just talk sports.
Unk and Ocho is great, too.
Oh, Shannon Sharp? Yeah. He's a natural, too. But we've been through that.
Yeah.
Ocho we didn't know about. Ocho's good, too.
Ocho, nah, we've been through Ocho. Ocho been talking shit for years.
I didn't think he could do a podcast.
He's been to being cheap.
Oh no, he mean that shit. That's a fucking Florida nigga.
Nigga
he mean
say
that.
He still eat McDonald's.
Yeah,
he
lit a whole thing on. He said your body has to build up a callus, like it has to like get a hard shell. If you eat healthy, you can't do it.
Yeah, honestly, I had McDonald's yesterday after a drunk night, and it bothered you, right? Yeah, that shit. Honestly, bro, it's like you could almost like taste how bad that shit.
Yeah, he said you need it though to make your body tough for football.
I feel like I could feel like my body. Fighting off cancer when I eat that shit is bad.
But it's making you tough.
That shit you could feel like that shit is really bad, bro.
It's making you tough. So
unless they want to sponsor us, I'll eat McDonald's every day.
Nigga, we not getting that sponsor. Sexy Red gonna get it first. And shake that ass meal.
That's crazy.
Man, booty made with booty meat. What part of cow is this, baby?
Yeah, that's booty meat.
That's that booty meat. Yeah, McDonald's, sign me up. I could be y'all Pusha T. I write a jingle, nigga. Shout out Pusha T.
Said, fuck Pusha T and everybody that love him.
His head up his ass.
Whack. That shit was whack.
I'm going to have to headbutt him.
That shit was whack.
That's when I knew Wayne was falling on.
That's when I knew Gilly started writing this shit.
No, don't do that.
I'm just fucking around.
I do not have time for Willie the Squid, nigga.
Yeah. That was hard.
Nah, that was whack.
Nah, that was
the
hard.
Fact that he said that made me do that.
Nah, he looked at the camera when he said that shit, dude. That nigga said.
They with me.
Damn, son.
That nigga had a fucking rap a lot of
that
on.
Was crazy. If I knew that was going to go down like that.
Boy. I wish when you could want to relive moments?
Yeah.
I think I would have turned up in that fucking brother.
Yeah, you got some explaining to do. You got some explaining to do.
Nigga, they with me, nigga.
I wasn't even talking to you.
What do you think is more surprising? Pusha T writing that that jingle or Jason Weaver writing Lion King?
The Lion King one, because I didn't even know Jason Weaver was a musician.
Yeah, me neither.
He wrote it?
He wrote
it. And he got the bag.
He
did the bag. Yeah, he did the residual. Because it was offering him like $2 million up front.
I'm surprised he didn't take that at that time. He was young as hell.
He probably got a mom and dad at home.
Yeah, no.
Or disrespect.
He's an actor, too.
Like, yeah, he probably come from Go Home.
I think I fucks with him as an actor.
Yeah, hell, he bodied his role in ATL.
Yeah, OD.
Movie. And he's in the Jackson 5, right?
Yeah. You ever seen Smart Guy?
Oh, Smart Guy, yeah.
He was a
nice Jackson 5 movie?
Yeah, he's the brother.
Yeah. Oh. That's his start.
Wait, that's with The Rock or Ice Cube?
Now you bugging.
Nah, you tweaking.
You aging
yourself. Yeah, yeah.
Smart Guys.
Remember the twins, T and Tamara? They had a little brother. So
he was a light skinned nigga.
Yeah. So he's obviously the main character.
Isn't that a show?
Yeah, that's a show.
Yeah, that's what we're telling you. Right? Nah, but Jackson 5 has a
I'm
movie.
Thinking of
that's a movie.
New movie?
No. Nah.
Oh,
he played as a kid. He played young Mike.
Was he playing Mike?
Yeah,
he played young Mike. That nigga been talented.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
And they had a big role in that shit. Like,
yeah. He's a Michael Jackson hater, though.
Whoa,
nigga! Last week,
I said,
why? Because he be touching
I said
on kids?
I'd rather be Young Thug right now than Michael Jackson. No. Who gets more love?
He's dead.
Well, yeah, but like,
nigga, Michael Jackson is the GOAT.
You're right. I'm not taking that away from him. I'm not taking that away from
him. That's insanity. That was a crazy take.
I'm telling you.
I couldn't believe it. He broke my heart.
Young Thug, bro.
And I love Young Thug.
You said some shimmy shit. Like, he be saying ESTG's better than all these other niggas.
Nah, he's tweaking with
ESTG. He be wild. He be telling me ESTG's better than Doug, nah. Baby.
Sauce Walker better than a lot of niggas, though.
Nah, probably lyrically. He can't make a song.
If any nigga feels that way about ETSD, they must be moving bricks.
Ain't
no way you think that nigga is the best nigga if you not a trapping ass nigga.
He trying to tell me he's better than a little baby, bro. Shit, crazy.
Because don't get me wrong, he talked that shit, but like, you know how certain shit it hit you, but it don't hit you because it's not relatable.
Fentanyl.
Like, he talked that shit, but like, come on. I can't feel that shit over with Baby. Be saying,
yeah, baby,
even though I ain't rich, but like, I feel like I'm more in that mindset than fucking moving 20 pounds of fucking fentanyl.
He didn't do it.
Who? Oh, because he was in Kentucky playing football?
He didn't do it.
Yeah, he did do it.
Even if he wasn't playing football.
And that nigga turning the city up, nigga. Niggas is dying about
that. He's not the best out of the city, though. It was a white man.
You got the Jack Harlow. Yeah, I think Jack Harlow.
He's from Kentucky. ESCG.
Yeah.
Neither one of them better than Bryson Tiller.
Bryce hasn't made me.
Nah,
he got
Jack
a song.
Better,
he got a song with Lola Brooks.
Who's career you want?
Jack.
Of course.
That's
but nigga, but I also think that's a color thing.
I think 100%. Because Bryce Tiller, like, his hottest songs are way better than
Jack Harlow got three number ones. And I can't tell you the bars from them.
That's a
what's
fact.
What's popping?
That's it. That's
brand new whip.
Yeah, yeah. That's a cool song, but
the one with Drake.
Nigga, I can't tell you.
Oh, downhill.
I never heard the song.
Yeah, I think he was trash on that shit.
Both of them.
He's about to pull 100 thou out. So
he came out a little Uzi in that song.
Did he?
He's an industry player.
Vert verse, huh?
Who?
Jack Harlow.
He's gone. What do you mean?
Nah, because I think
he came out with one song in the past 3 years.
Nigga, he has three number ones.
I don't think he's an industry player.
Other than those three songs, he does not make.
He came at Uzi.
Yeah, he said because he was signed to DJ Drama.
That's why I was about to ask. Why?
That's probably why he did it.
That was probably a Drama move.
Drama went to federal prison, bro.
For the CD.
He's home.
No. I'm just saying, like, he's done time, fed time.
Yeah,
I think he's a good A&R. A nigga found Uzi
Harlow. Yeah, Harlow. Who else?
He has a couple. I was about to say Gangsta Grills, you bastard. That's not him.
Yes, that is him.
Oh, that is him.
You couldn't tell, though. If you seen that nigga walk into a building, you couldn't tell he was talking like that.
Yeah, no. I know how he looked. He done most of Wayne's mixtapes.
And he got beef with Drake over a girl.
Yeah.
But I think that girl was his girl.
Damn, you read? Y'all seen the shit that Dylan Brooks and Drake?
Nah.
They got an issue?
They got beef. Yeah, one of his songs.
Oh, I did hit a bar.
One of his songs, he has an intro and it's a girl talking. And it's a bitch that Dylan Brooks is fucking with right now. Dylan Brooks is Canadian.
I fuck with Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, me too.
Damn, son. That's the one thing I'm probably worried about.
Drake fucking
with If I make it, it'd be not a Drake in particular, but like
another nigga.
You really can't help who you really fuck with like that. You feel me?
Nah, so but like, it's like, it's crazy because you feel like the industry, they all fuck with the same Mormon.
Yeah,
but nigga, as soon as you hit that shit raw, bro, and that shit lock you in, nigga, you feel me, bro?
I would just do what Future does.
Act like you don't care.
Yeah,
that shit is even worse.
Nah, it's come better.
On, but he's getting a little too old for that shit.
Nah, he's been old for that.
Nah, but we all praise it.
No, I mean, I call it out. Yeah, I mean,
we praise it.
He is
the number one city boy. That's who niggas look up to.
But honestly, if you take a step back from Future, he's in lane. Honestly.
Yeah, he dresses like me, and that's not cool.
He's also the coolest nigga ever.
On the planet.
Like, come on now.
He raps like he's Lil Baby and he's old as fuck. He don't rap like Lil Baby, but like
the subject matter. Yeah, I think Future is the coolest lame nigga of all time, honestly.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think that nigga lame at all.
Nah, he is.
That nigga talks about drugs. He doesn't do them.
Russell Wilson would beat the living shit out of him.
Nah, all right, yeah. That Russell Wilson shit I ain't like.
How he's attacking him?
Yeah.
He still violates it because he probably actually likes Ciara.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think Russell Wilson, if they met in like an alley, he would kill Future with his bare hands.
I don't think so.
He would kill him with his bare hands.
Russell Wilson got that smile like he's
a fucking athlete.
Yeah, he's punching
something
behind him.
He plays in the NFL.
Who's more corny, him or Steph?
Corny? I don't think Steph is corny.
Steph is extremely corny.
I don't follow him enough to know. His celebration is corny. The one that they tried to make lit.
That's fire.
The sleepwalk?
Yeah, I think that shit is corny.
That's top five. You're tripping.
That's top five Steph.
I think it's corny.
You're tripping.
But I think
they tried to make it. The only one I give over that is probably the Mikal Bridges.
I think that's just corny too.
Nah, I like LeBron when he was doing that gun shit. That shit was fire.
I don't like this shit.
I think
that's an old head move.
I think the best celebration ever is J.R. Smith, though.
What's that?
The three to the god. That shit is fire.
Nah, Jamal Murray, bow and arrow stuff. Wesley Matthews shit.
I was about to say, you got to give him credit. You got to give Wesley Matthews credit.
He's not good enough.
Get the fuck out of here.
When a nigga better than you take his shit.
He was killing in Portland. Don't sleep.
Not good enough.
You know who was?
Portland was when he was at his best.
Nah,
he got a chip there.
He had to have been on that team.
He wasn't there?
He left, he wasn't there.
You 100% sure about that?
I think Middleton was the wing.
Nigga, he's a best player.
And Pat Connaughton.
He probably didn't get burned, but he was there.
Who has a good one?
Schroeder.
Oh, he started the Ice in the Vein shit.
Matter of fact, that's D-Lo shit.
Yeah.
Let's really talk about it.
Oh, no, it is. Yeah.
But he was doing it like this.
Yeah, when a nigga better than you.
Schroeder's not better than D-Lo.
That season he was.
He's not better than D-Lo.
That season he was.
Yeah, hell yeah, he was.
He's fake killing in Toronto, too. I ain't gonna hold you.
You Schroeder?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he's still in the league.
He's in Toronto.
He gave up a contract to try to win the chip.
He ain't ever get that bag that he missed out on.
That's what I'm saying. He tried to win the chip.
Did
he get the chip?
Bad agent. Yeah, he did.
Nah, he didn't
in
get
in the
it.
Bubble, nigga.
He said bad agent?
He wasn't there. He was supposed to win the chip last year.
Yeah.
When they lost to Jokic. Bad agent. Bad agent.
Nigga, that ain't on the agent.
Yeah, it is.
Didn't that nigga say he want to bet on himself?
Yeah, but the agent is supposed to tell
you,
shut the fuck up.
You're an idiot.
This is my job. I'm going to do it for you.
I guess so.
So let's close on our takes for the championship. NBA, who's winning it?
Damn. I'm probably going to go for like who I like the most.
I can tell you who's not winning.
I'll take that too.
Golden State, they're struggling.
That's easy.
You know who's really surprising?
Winning the chip? Lock that in. Know. Stamp it in.
All right, I'm tweaking. I'm bugging.
You know, it's crazy. They have the best chance of getting Jokic out of here. They got two bigs.
Man, that's the only team Jokic struggled against.
They got two wins on them.
Yeah.
No, they might have only got one.
I don't think they're ready, though.
Nah, hell no. That's what I'm saying. You know what I think is going on that we're literally watching? We're watching all the young teams put all their effort into the regular season. And we're watching the old heads chill.
It's restoring the feeling.
I like it.
But yeah, y'all niggas is y'all.
Yeah, moving around. Probably the Celtics, man.
Yeah,
Celtics.
I got the Celtics coming out the East. Between them and but I don't see Dame working.
I don't think they got no defense.
I don't think Dame wants to be there.
We know Dame don't want to be there.
He's not playing his best.
He's still like, in his head, I know he's like, this is my shot. To get that chip.
I don't think he believes it. I think he honest. I don't think the American players like Giannis.
No, I don't.
They don't fuck with Giannis.
Either he's corny.
He's
corny.
No, but I think a lot of ball players are corny. I think most of them are, honestly.
No, but I would rather be with a player like Jokic. He has no passion for the game.
No, but he's that good. Yeah. This is my thing. I think
imagine if he had Giannis' passion, he would be different.
Yeah. I think Dame. I think, first of all, I'm getting all over the place. Sorry, let me finish my first dog because y'all giving me a lot of good content. But I think Dame and Bam are like bros.
Yeah,
so imagine your bro.
Yeah.
You like, damn, I'm playing with this fucking nigga I don't know. He's good and all, but I don't know this nigga. I'm not getting hurt.
We're talking about business decisions. Giannis is the best player in the league.
Yeah, but still, nigga, we're human though. Like, okay, let me give you a question.
You can't bitch and cry about trying to win and then be like, nah, I want to play with my bro.
You can't pick and choose.
The chances of him winning in Miami is not close.
He doesn't think that way because Miami beat the Bucks without him.
Been to the finals twice in the past 5 years.
Yeah, and he's looking at it like, yo, if fucking Kyle Lowry wasn't there and I was there, we beat every team that they played against.
Yeah, bro, but look at their roster. One is not the same.
Nigga, the Heat roster is better than the Bucks roster.
Right now?
Remove Giannis. And remove Butler. Which team is better?
That's what I'm saying.
So if I'm Dame, but I'm like, nah, nigga. Like,
yeah, because
Dame don't got to play defense in Miami.
My thing is, though, Dame had to know no matter where he was going to go, they was going to have to give up so many pieces. Yeah, that shit, you right where you left off at.
I hear you, but
not really. He's not Giannis.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was the best situation.
To me, I think he's just never played with a player as good as Giannis.
Nah, hell no.
Nowhere close.
LaMarcus Aldridge. Nigga.
Nowhere close. These niggas start saying anything.
I ain't gonna lie.
LA not was close, that dude, bro.
Not close. He's nowhere close. LaMarcus Aldridge was no
niggas is sleeping. Keep it on LaMarcus Aldridge.
He could have won with him.
Keep it.
He could have won with him. He could have won.
CJ McCollum scored more than him.
CJ McCollum wasn't giving me 10 boards and 2 blocks.
Nah, he's not.
First of all,
don't say that like LA played defense. That was his notch.
He could have won with him. He could have won with him.
Hold on. We had Greg Oden, LaMarcus Aldridge.
And
Lillard. That's a squad.
All I'm saying is,
McCollum.
If Giannis.
Nah, he wasn't there yet.
If Giannis
could the next year.
I don't think so.
McCollum might be older than Dame, bro.
Nah, he probably is, but that's just because he stayed in college.
If Giannis could win with
Chris
Middleton.
He had to at least came the year after. He played with L.A.
Yeah, he did.
100%.
But did he play with Brandon Roy?
No.
Did Lillard play with Brandon Roy?
No.
You sure?
No.
Nah.
LaMarcus Aldridge played with Brandon Roy.
Right. I'm telling you right now, Portland could have did something, man.
And what, the West with Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, that was a fucked up time for them.
Not with Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, and Steph.
Nigga said Kobe Bryant. Nigga,
LA?
Start with Tim Duncan, nigga. Don't be disrespectful.
Tim is the winner out of that club. Respect.
Yeah, you said Steph?
I got Tim, yeah.
Nigga,
the Warriors was there.
Nigga, what about KD, nigga? Nah, OKC was nice.
OKC was better than Golden State.
Hold on. First of all, KD went to the finals before Steph.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
A loss.
But don't do that.
Couldn't be Man A.
Couldn't beat the GOAT.
Couldn't be Man A.
He was Man A.
No, he wasn't vocal enough.
He's not a leader.
That's what I'm saying.
But Steph is?
Steph is the leader of his team.
No, you don't believe that.
He's not. He's not.
You don't believe that.
But he's Man A. You're not going to sit there and tell me Draymond's Man A.
Nah.
In a fight?
Yeah.
Who winning on that team?
In a fight? In a, like a battle royale?
Yeah, nigga, Draymond packing everybody. Yeah.
And when Zaza,
I ain't gonna lie. I don't think y'all understand.
Zaza actually, they owe that nigga a couple rings.
I know y'all don't watch baseball, but I don't think y'all understand how nice that LA team is now.
I don't give a shit about baseball, nigga.
I thought the Yankees was they up got, for a second.
The Yankees just got Juan Soto.
What does
nigga,
that mean?
But to me,
give
to
it to me in NBA
though,
terms. Who they got?
The LA team
is
like
LeBron. They got the Heat.
I could put it to you like football. I can't even say that.
It just like when you get Juan Soto,
Ohtani's like a different.
Yeah.
Read
LeBron like, 2012, nigga. Best defender, best offensive player.
Because it's like
it's not. You can't do it. It's like this, like I said. It's like Patrick
football.
Mahomes playing QB and cornerback.
Because it's not like he's an average pitcher.
Yeah, he's
that nigga.
And he's bombing.
Yeah.
So, he was in a home run.
So they're gonna win the chip.
He could throw a no hitter and hit a home run. Same game.
Mookie Betts was in a home run derby too. They have two elite.
So they're winning the chip.
I don't know. The Yankees are nasty too. They have. To me, Aaron Judge is the best. I can't even say Aaron Judge is the best baseball player because respectfully, I'm gonna give it to Ohtani.
How are these niggas on defense?
Ohtani's a pitcher, Judge, so he's on the mound.
That's defense.
Yeah, he's on the mound. He's not doing nothing.
Soto ain't really good defensively. He's a liability.
Aaron Judge is a big. He's fucking 6'3", so he's playing
outfield.
Yeah, he's playing center. They told him I'm moving to the center field.
to center field?
Yeah, he's trying to move him to center field.
Usually the big nigga
they fuck
the
with this nigga Stanton. That nigga can't move.
I love Stanton.
That nigga can't move. Bro. I love Stanton. That nigga fucking by. Back when he was in the Marlins, yeah, you couldn't pitch to that nigga.
That nigga's just boring.
That nigga is the Dominican Barry Bonds.
Bro, booby shit.
He came to New York, started slacking, but he's still nice though.
Yeah, I just think he just got hurt.
Let's talk about football and then we're going to wrap.
Nah, nigga, I like this baseball shit.
Y'all niggas Dominican today?
700 million. Hit a fucking fastball moving 99 miles per hour.
So you gonna teach your son how to play baseball?
What if I have a daughter?
He's not competing with a Dominican man.
Oh, I got to ask you this.
What?
Gay son or dot daughter? And you in the street, so you know what either or.
The easiest question ever, nigga.
Yeah.
What?
I got dot daughter. Dot daughter.
I used to be gay son. Dot daughter.
It's either. I'd rather disown my son. Let me not even say that.
You can't.
That's not an option.
Whatever you pick, you gotta accept it. Like Christmas.
Damn,
everybody
I know
knows
how long your daughter doing dicks is crazy.
but your
son, bringing your son home to your pops
who's
or your
also
mom
doing
Dukes, he's doing.
That's why you can't choose that one.
He's doing. Dicks is a crazy.
Doing dicks. That's the name of the episode.
Nah, that's a pause.
Yeah, pause that.
Doing dicks.
Word, that was called Irvin's son.
You was wild. Mason Conrad, Mason Cam would have fell out.
Son.
You seen their interview with, their podcast with Jack Harlow?
Nah.
You know Jack Harlow. He's actually.
Yeah, he be on that shit.
So, you know, he's a troll. He was over here bugging.
All right, football. Who's
winning
the chance?
That boy.
What else? Gay son. That's so. Oh,
yeah,
I'm gonna take the thought daughter.
I'm telling
Let's
you.
Let's be realistic.
And she gonna have a bag.
Nah, that's nasty though. But she's gonna have the monster by the end of the day.
That shit don't exist.
I can't. Keep it a stack.
That's a good way to tie
it. Keep it a stack. I don't got the bread to pay for the drink. So that drink is hefty.
I'm about to do some research.
I'm trying to do some research.
I think the most intentionally funny
unintentionally.
Rapper?
Unintentionally.
Oh, that nigga over whooping.
Oh,
yeah, nigga
I don't
whooping.
Think he's a rapper though.
Nigga,
he is a rapper though, but he don't make.
Yeah, he's not really a rapper.
Nigga FYB.
He said, "Do your homework." Yeah. How the whoops be whooping?
Yeah, that nigga, he's funny.
I'm starting to like not like any nigga from Chicago.
You know, I was like, that nigga's funny.
You know who's funny unintentionally? Kodak. Naturally funny, even though he's a drug addict, like he's probably just.
Yeah.
You know who's funny?
Glizzy.
You know
get him black. Glizzy funny.
Who's Glizzy? Shaw?
Nah, Aunt Glizzy. The other nigga. The nigga
who's
that be dissing Shaw now. The one
who's
that, he be dissing all these niggas, the Chicago niggas
you gotta,
now.
You gotta show me.
Damn,
it's
son.
It's too many.
You know who's funny too? Baby. Little Baby.
Yeah, he's funny as fuck. He's mad funny.
He said, me no hablo inglés.
Yeah, that nigga.
Y'all seen the video when he was like, there was like, would you be interested in a celebrity boxing match?
Nah.
And he was like, nah. I don't do no wrestling.
Yeah.
Country bumpkin.
Yeah. That nigga be eating watermelon and salt. Once I see that,
oh, yeah,
I was
that's
like,
some country shit.
I was like, yeah,
that's some country shit.
Shout out black people, man. I love it.
The innovation is crazy. Watermelon and salt. How you even think, yo? Let me
throw. That's some country shit right there.
That's all they had in the fridge, nigga. That time.
That's like I hate when I see people eat with rice and ketchup. Yeah.
That's some Spanish.
Macaroni, cheese, and ketchup.
Yeah, that's definitely
right. Spanish people be eating banana, like not plantains. I'm talking about bananas.
Yeah, now my girl have a whole meal and throw a banana there. And then I don't want
to
eat anymore.
Yeah, because like, that's like, come on.
How you got
that's
banana
like
next
tastes.
To spaghetti?
Yeah, like it'd be like fucking chili. banana hanging out
the
chili.
Come on, what the fuck, man? Like.
I'm out of here. Shout
out
my girl.
That's some crazy shit right there.
Is it just me? But I don't know. When I was younger, I did not like spicy food. As soon as I touched a certain age, I think that's all I want to eat.
No, I love spicy food.
I literally got to put something hot on everything.
You get some fried chicken.
Yeah,
dash it out.
You got to, bro.
When I was younger, though, it was ketchup barbecue. Now I need that hot sauce.
Yeah, y'all got to fuck with the hot
that
honey.
That shit is a taste.
Yeah, hot honey is underrated.
That Mike shit? I feel like I don't taste the hot honey.
There's two of them. There's two of them.
Yeah.
There's one that's extra spicy. Get that one.
All right, because I just feel like it's all honey.
You probably just get the regular one. There's one that's extra spicy. But let me get your Super Bowl picks and then we wrap.
I want the Ravens, but that's just me. That's no
Niners. I got the Niners in football and basketball. Let me go with out the East. Either I know Joel not gonna do it.
Celtics, right, nigga?
Celtics out the East. The West is super tough. I'd be too.
I forget what
I'm gonna go. The Lakers. I want Bron to get his. He's a Sagittarius.
He's gonna lose. That's they play them niggas. Porzingis ain't fucking around. Anthony Davis is fucking around.
And the verses of the verses. Who you got, Drake or Ye? Five songs, not 10. Because if it's 10, Drake is going to smoke him.
Five songs is Kanye. No. You're a tweaking. You're a bugging kid.
Five songs is Kanye.
Nigga, bro, you can put five songs, Kanye's smoking them.
There might be five Spanish songs with Drake that might blow him out the water.
Hell nah, nigga.
Y'all are arguing the same thing. I think you misheard what he said.
What
he said? He said that the more songs is better for
Kanye.
Drake.
No, for Drake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The catalog is way longer.
And I'm with five songs, I'm going
to
go with all.
And Kanye gets to do the productions, too, for his picks?
Oh, that gives a big difference because like Kanye's a producer first.
I say Drake he put the whole Black album.
I ain't going to lie, both of them get their songs written for them, though.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Now, don't say of course. There's a lot of rappers that's naturally talented, gifted, like J. Cole and Kendrick.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying, like, it's obvious with Drake and Kanye.
Yeah.
Like, it was super obvious with Kanye. Yeah. That nigga was rapping about fucking baby mama drama. He ain't had no kids at that time. Yeah. But then that shit became his life.
That's scary.
Kanye's weird, bro. I'm telling you, he called it up. Oh, he was talking about Jews for 3 months straight.
Yeah.
Don't do this, bro.
Then randomly,
It's not random.
So what happened? That Palestine shit was not happening before.
Yes, it was. It was happening all the time.
Okay. It wasn't brought to the light.
Yeah, because the other side finally scored, nigga.
Nobody scored yet at that point. And Kanye was talking about it.
Yeah, I know. But the other side finally
scored. When he was on, what is it, Piers Morgan?
Yeah.
Nah, it was before that. I don't know if y'all ever seen an interview when he was just like, I'm not going to talk about them people. And then he goes, the Jewish people.
At that
Yeah.
I did see that. He was
Shout out to Jewish people. And that's a while ago before.
Shout out to Jewish people.
Yeah, nah, for real. I got your bad Jewish friends.
That's what I was about to say. You better chill out.
Come on, bro.
They'll come see you about that with their hats. Hey, you
hats.
You talking about the Hasidic one?
This thing is starting to go
crazy. I was talking about a regular hat. Y'all niggas is bugging.
Oh, hat.
Nah, I wasn't.
Yeah, he was talking about the hat.
Yeah, the hat. But
so who you got for the
bowl?
Super Bowl.
I got 49ers.
I got my Chiefs.
49ers versus Baltimore, and the Ravens win by a touchdown.
I got the
and
Chiefs.
And then we finally can say that Lamar Jackson is the second best quarterback in the NFL. Because he is.
I got the Chiefs of Philly.
Again?
I don't know if that's gonna be the Super Bowl.
Who's gonna win?
Yeah, but okay. I got them too.
I don't think Philly can fuck with the Niners, and I ain't gonna hold you. If the Cowboys beat them, I think they're the third team of those three.
Yeah, the Cowboys have a really good roster.
Yep, the Cowboys are a sleeper, and if the Cowboys win the chip, I don't think I'm gonna watch football for 3 years.
Why?
That'd be tough.
It's gonna be the most annoying thing ever.
It's gonna be the most annoying thing ever.
But they deserve it, bro. They've what 20
nigga,
years?
Fuck them. I'm a Giants fan.
It's been 20 years straight of them talk about the American football team.
And niggas still jack them. So imagine if they win now. Yeah.
It's like the Knicks.
Nah, don't do that.
What do you mean?
The Knicks are never going to win anything.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
You say that now.
You're a Knicks
watch
fan.
Watch the blockbuster trades, man.
Nigga, no.
Randall's out of here.
It's over.
Shout out Jalen Brunson. He has one of the best sellies too.
Yeah, the Heat are going to win a championship twice before the Knicks win ever again.
Nah,
I don't know. I'm telling you.
Yeah, the Knicks is definitely not winning a championship in our lifetime.
No, they're not.
Unless they draft Bronny.
Yeah.
That's literally my hopes.
And then you know they're not doing
it.
Why did not draft the Brody? Because of the health issue?
Nah, because James Dolan isn't.
He wants to keep the salary cap low. So he can just keep making money.
Nigga, he owns Madison Square Garden. Most owners don't own it.
I thought it was a big portion. I didn't know he owned the whole thing.
I think he owns the Sphere in Vegas, too.
Get the fuck
yeah,
out
because
of
he that's who we're sponsored by.
Yeah, nigga, I think he owns that shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. So you think he give a fuck about winning? Tourists come to watch the game just because
we have the most goddamn.
Yeah, he hit the shit out of.
We have the most expensive seats, even being a bum ass team. No, we're not even a bum ass team.
Definitely.
We're playoff picture every single year.
Yeah, mid level. And I was hoping that y'all was gonna win the in-season tournament. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah,
like I don't think I'll ever be a Knicks fan, but. Sometimes I root for y'all, and then, this is crazy. This nigga took it back to the house. Punt return.
OT? That's game?
Yeah, that's game. I
feel like that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Like, with OT. You know what I think it is? Niggas is tired,
bro.
That's all on culture.
Yeah, it is. And you know who's
Why
the best?
Why not play 3-4 niggas in the back?
You know who's the best team at that? On special teams?
The Giants?
The Pats. Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick.
That nigga's out of there.
Now, offensively, he's
trying. He's going to the Commanders.
Right now, he's moving like Pop. He's just fucking up his record.
I'll hold you. He's going to go to the Chargers.
It's crazy because Pop has like a 5-year straight of losing, and he still has better record than most of half of the NBA.
If he goes to the Chargers, watch out. That's all I'm going to say.
Nah, I think he's going to the Commanders.
That would be a bad move for him.
Commanders got good defense. Oh, no, they just lost Chase.
They lost everybody. Oh, it wasn't
not
just Chase.
Chase Young is here.
They lost both of them niggas.
Who?
Chase and the other linebacker.
Can there be a football super team?
No.
Barry. This nigga's telling me no. I can't believe it.
There's like three of them. The Chiefs were a super team.
I don't think so.
I'm jacking the 49ers is probably the most super team I've ever seen in my life.
Go watch the Cowboys.
Philly? Yeah,
go watch
the QB is the only reason why this team is not a super duper team.
That's what I was saying.
Nigga, watch the Cowboys in the 80s, nigga.
You want Troy Aikman? That's not even.
It is.
You trying to say that they're a super team?
Jay-Z? Yeah, that was a super team. But I don't think there's any super team.
That nigga, that ass looks like Jay-Z.
If you think the 49ers are nasty, look at the Cowboys, look at the fucking Rams.
With the Rams with,
in the back in the day.
Well, Todd Gurley?
Kurt Warner's Rams.
What about the Legion of Boom?
Dude, I don't think super teams exist in football.
The way that the 49ers were assembled,
that's not super team.
To me, the QB, that's why Philly got it.
I think the Eagles are worse.
Yeah, the Philly got it.
I mean, yeah, but like, that's what I'm saying. That's why I think that's why
super team. I don't know. The Cowboys got two top five cornerbacks.
Yeah.
They have Stephon Gilmore and Trevor.
And the nigga they drafted is fucking nasty, too.
Oh,
the young nigga that they just got.
Oh, the nigga that be bringing everything to the house?
Yeah.
Blaine?
Yeah, Blaine.
That nigga.
He's only showing out, guess what? Because Diggs is hurt. Diggs is not playing right now.
No. So imagine when Diggs come back.
All right, nigga, go out there.
Somebody's touching the bench. It's not going to be. Going to play all three of them?
Yeah, you put Gilmore in the slot. He's old, nigga. He's old.
Gilmore's getting paid them. Oh, no. It's Diggs now.
No, it gotta be Gilmore. He got his contract.
Right before. Where he went to Panthers.
Nigga, speaking to the mic, bro.
He went to the Panthers.
Nigga's turn. Nigga,
That's a pause.
Speaking by the way.
Yeah, that was crazy.
The way he was holding that mic was a little crazy.
It was crazy?
Yeah, he was one of the people.
Cigarette commercial.
I think that's a wrap, though. Y'all got anything I want to plug, promo? Will Barbie be back?
Tune out here making Caribbean music.
I'll be back.
Yeah, what island you from again?
Tap Jamaica. Portmore.
That's a good pick.
That's a J.
Tap into 2100's music, man.
You feel me?
Lock in.
All right, this has been another great installment of Gas Money. Normally, Chubbs is here to take us out. I'm going to take
fuck
us out.
Nigga.
Chubbs, come home soon, man.
Nah,
we need you.
Nah, fuck that nigga, bro.
Yeah, I hope y'all enjoy this great episode of
Perfect
Gas Money.